You know how sometimes in the beginning of a show, somebody comes on and says, today's show sponsored by, and it's actually the worst part of the show possible? Well, today is a little different. Thanks to the fine people, that, including Graham Alwood and Chris Mancini, that put together an awesome documentary called Earbuds, the podcasting documentary. We don't have to have a sponsor for the show because they're not charging us. So I'd like to give them a little plug. By the way, Graham was on our show. He was fucking hilarious, excuse my language. But I want to tell you a little about the Earbuds podcasting documentary. It's available at comedyfilmnerds.com.
Comedy film nerds.
Oh, yeah, sure. And then there's everyone's autographed by the both of them. And there's bonus footages on the DVD itself, but then you can also download some bonus footages.
What?
Yes. So you download the DVD at comedyfilmnerds.com. Look, that's pretty simple. Download it. And can I tell you something genuinely to George Carlin? Well, you listen to podcasts, but if there's someone that doesn't listen to podcasts, they'll still like it. It's like you don't have to care about boats to have seen the movie Titanic. Yeah? Graham, is that okay with you? Look, Comedy Film Nerds. Go there and download Earbuds, the podcasting documentary. I give it... The Onion, by the way, gave it 10 stars. And they don't ever give out stars. And also, and Rotten Tomatoes gave it thumbs up. So, and they shit across everything, across the board. Donald Trump said he wiped his ass with it. All right, there's a good plug right there. Enjoy America, everybody. God damn, what's going on?
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Wow. How you doing? You wanna know where I am? I'm in my living room or dining room, and Eric Olson is here.
Hello.
And John Brand Wagner's here.
Hello.
And I've like painted an entire wall in my kitchen chalkboard, and he is what's so funny?
He painted it black and used it as a chalkboard.
Yeah, but it's chalkboard paint, so that's
it is. It's a special paint.
Yeah.
Just to do chalkboard.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Now, how do you feel that you laughed at me?
I'm sorry.
See, it doesn't end up looking good, Eric.
It did not stand the test of time.
It did not stand the test. Ah, that could be the funniest thing ever. 1 minute later, that did not stand the test of time. Something funny to say in like couples counseling, you know, after they make you. Anyway, so he's doing like cool books on it, and just to make. Cause for Christmas, we had like snow, and we had like all this Christmas stuff, a snowman, Christmas trees. So finally, we washed it down today, and he's doing some really cool stuff. You know what? I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to say tweet at Eric. Let's put some pictures of it on the Facebook page.
Before and after.
And tweet at Eric if there's something you want to see, because he's sort of been helping out with that. And genuine, he will read every tweet, say, hey, you forgot to put up a picture of because I like that everybody imagines, but I think some visual help is good once in a while. So remind him, and he'll be good about it. And then also, okay, so we have an episode of Andy Kindler, and he's hosting the Todd Glass Show with Eric and John Brand Wagner and Aristotle and Duncan. And we're putting it up at the store on the website. I think it's $1. What do we do with that money? Look, this is going to be the shortest commercial you've ever heard. We buy shit for the podcast. That's all. So we go long periods. A lot of times we're thinking about putting shows on there, and we ended up just dropping it. But every so often, we'll throw some shows up there. We'll buy stuff for the podcast. By the way, no kidding. We got a bubble machine that'll make you shit in your pants. It's crazy. I mean, it's like Bubbletron, all because of a bubble man in Atlanta. Oh, by the way, email me. I have another question for you. You know who you are. So the Andy Kindler show. I'm out of town. This is an episode where Andy Kindler came in. He hosted it with everybody else. So that's on the site,
toddglass.com,
toddglass.com. And I want to say something about the T-shirts. They're all cool. But I noticed the other day when I got a hold of one of them, they weren't the ones I wanted them to be. Now, for people that bought them, they might go, what? They're still cool. They're still cool. You wash them enough, they soften up. But the ones I want, when you get a T-shirt that one everybody wants, you put it on, it just feels great, it's soft from day one. They're the ones we'll have from now on. So, and then I think we're figuring out a way we can do one-offs. So, like, if we have a bit on the show one week that's funny, we'll make as many as the people want them. Then we can have a lot of more different ones. So, but anyway, more than that, it's the T-shirt, the type. I'm rambling. God. We need a tech person. Please listen to this whole opening, because if you don't, there's going to be something that pertains to you, and you're going to be like, what? And by the way, we're going to try to maybe do a show in Vegas, because Vegas, it's so much fun. You love Vegas, don't you, John?
I love Vegas.
What happens there? Oh. I love it.
Just nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Crown Buffet. We'll talk about it after we do the opening. We'll talk about it after we did the opening, because I see that look
after
on your face.
After the opening, you'll tell me what happens in Vegas.
Nothing, but So anyway, listen, please, closely. You're all ready to... Don't 15-second forward anything. Oh, by the way, I want to thank Premium Appliance Mid-Atlantic. That's a long name, but I went and looked at some of their ovens. Now, how many people is this applicable to that listen to the Todd Glass Show? I'm just saying... For me, it is. And I met the big guy. The boss. I'm spacing on his name right now. I met him in Raleigh, North Carolina. Is that where I was at? I was working at Charlie Goodnight's, and by the way, having a really good time. So his name was David. Anyway, he's the big guy. So he sent me over to the website because I need a new oven. He goes, yeah, we got places in L.A. Premium Appliance Mid-Atlantic / Southeast. Shut up. Southeast.
Southeast.
What? Yes. I guess so. Look at. By the way, take a look at the picture of this oven. This is like three of their ovens. What? No, seriously. Oh, I guess they're nice.
Wow.
Shut up, right?
That looks like a Tesla.
It's the Tesla of ovens.
Nice.
Tell you that right now. Jeez. Anyway, so I'm going to get a new oven. I'll put those pictures up on Facebook. I'll show you my old oven, and I'll show you my new oven from Premium Appliance Mid-Atlantic / Southeast.
What?
Nah, shut up. It's not a lie. It's not a lie. It's not a lie, Eric.
Nobody does that.
And look at these three ovens. That's just three of the ovens.
Well, they can't give ovens that nice to the whole Mid-Atlantic.
Well, you're a negative guy because you've been in relationships where you've got hurt, people. No. Is it funny, John Brandwagner?
Yeah, that's real.
Some people present themselves one way. It's a lot like ovens and things in life. They present themselves one way. Men do it and women do it. Everybody does it as a species, and then we find out that's not what you presented yourself as.
Yeah, that,
and then you get hurt.
Sucks.
Then when a company, same thing happens with the companies. They present themselves to be of quality, and they present themselves to be of good substance. With good fiber and good bones, and then you find out they're not. That's not what happens with Premium Appliances Mid-Atlantic / Southeast. They deliver. Matter of fact, Joe and Lynn are both wanting to write jingles for them.
Why?
What, both of them?
Joe called me up. He says, Todd, I looked at this premium appliance, mid-Atlantic / Southeast. I'm going to do one jingle, and boom, we're doing a little sting. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Lynn.
Joe does it every time, to be honest. Lynn is not as trustworthy. Don't we love Joe? I don't think Joe... Sometimes I worry he doesn't really believe how much we... I wouldn't want to do the show without him. You told me you said I shouldn't.
You couldn't do the show without him.
Well, I think you don't have to go that far. But anyway, after I whisper for him to do that bit. Anyway, so we need a tech guy. I can't believe in the whole Los Angeles area. Here's what we have to do. We have to take everything out of the barn. And when I say we need to rewire it, I don't mean electrical wiring, but like have the TV run to the soundboard, be able to take the effects pedal and put it through the soundboard that every line can. Someone that just really knows, you know, that element of technology, which is that right? It's a tech person. You know, we want to run the TV over to the soundboard and have it volume run there. So we just want to take everything out and have like Aristotle here and John Brand Wagner here. And a tech person, so we put it all back together. We take all the knobs and we write echo. We have a labeler here, all that stuff. You know, we want to have a separate monitor that we run to the outside of the studio so we can make it sound like horn honking is coming from the outside. There'll be a knob on the board that does that. So it's, I think I'm actually doing a pretty good job of explaining what needs to be done. So there we got that. Now I'm going to tell you.
Rewire all the bells and whistles.
You need to rewire all the bells and whistles. Okay? You got it? How you doing? You feeling good? You are? Well, I want you to feel good. All right? So, one more thing. When I was in Toronto / Vancouver, who knows what they're calling it these days.
Oh, you mean Vancouver?
Yeah, the guy that doesn't want to admit he made a mistake. Who knows? I felt it was more like Vancouver. No, I was in Vancouver for the comedy festival. Had a beautiful time. And I had a really good time with the crowds. Some people had a little difficulty with, but we dealt with those. Andy Kindler, I did his show. God, if you were at Andy Kindler's show, I'd give you a big hug and a kiss because you were beautiful. And I met a lot of really awesome people where I was primarily at all week at Yuck Yucks, doing upright. But two people particularly. One, you gave me a picture that you drew, which was awesome. And I didn't open it up in front of you because I get very uncomfortable, like everybody. Nobody wants to open up gifts in front of anybody, mostly. And then somebody else gave me a slide whistle. And I said to you two, I don't know your names. Please email me. You're going to know by, if it's not this week's, do we use the slide whistle in this week or just next week, the after show, or whatever you want to call it?
I don't know.
If it's not this week, it's next week. You're going to know we use the fuck out of that slide whistle. Matter of fact, if you email me your name, I'll call it the blah, blah, blah slide whistle. Just like the bubble machine that we got, there seems to be a problem with the soap. We might not be able to use regular soap, but John Brand Wagner said he is going to figure that bubble machine out. And I said, we'll name that the John Brand Wagner bubble machine. And we'll have a plaque made for it. And then when we use it, we'll go, look at that John Brand Wagner bubble machine. All you got to do is take it home tonight. Next week, the listeners are going to be, did John remember to figure it out? Because the bubbles it should get, it should be bubble. Yeah, it's throwing out 6-7 bubbles. But no, I want it to be like in the video. All right, that's it, everybody. I just, you know, everything's all going to be okay. Seriously. I know. You know, sometimes I'm mortified that I predicted that Donald Trump wouldn't win with such certainty that I would understand if somebody goes, well, why should we ever trust Todd again when he feels a certain way about somebody, feels a certain way about a certain thing? He's predicting what would happen. I mean, we still love him, but doesn't that mean that, you know what? I felt that. Yes, I did. But my friend, Almost Dr. Kevin Seuss, explained to me how that's not necessarily true. And he also said something, I was saying, like, I want to... He defended somebody else, and I took that defense to work for myself, too. And I'll tell you what it was real quick. I was saying that I do like making jokes. I like hearing like John Oliver talk about Donald Trump and Samantha Bee. It's soothing to hear it sometimes. But I also want to know what we're supposed to do. So I want to, whoever is, you know, in the news that's brilliant, I want to listen to them. There's times I want to satirize and make fun of them. There's times I want to hear what somebody's like, what do we do to go forward? That type of advice. What's clean, tangible things? And I want to soak it in. I said, but if somebody said that he was going to win, definitely wouldn't win. Couldn't they still be right about, couldn't it still be the person you want to go to? Yes. He said, of course. A lot of people were just way off on this. Way off. That doesn't mean that they, am I making sense?
Even he was way off on it.
Yeah, even he was.
He said he didn't think he was.
Well, I don't want to compare myself to him. I want to compare myself.
That's just how many people.
That's how many people.
He wasn't going to win.
Right. So I still think that there's a reason that I thought that, and I don't think it makes me not. You can still trust me. Wow, people are so hard on me. Okay, that last rant was way too long. It was more me just being insecure, but it is hard to listen to it, and I think anyone that listens to it will agree. But I left it on there because, you know, hey, it's what I said, you know. But that's it. I love you. Is there anything you want to say? It's hard to say I love you sometimes, isn't it? It's easier to say it into this recorder. Because
yeah, or you saying I love you and then asking me if I have anything to say. I can't top that.
Well, you can say I love you to the audience. You're talking to the audience, not me. Although I love you and the audience.
I love you too. I love you!
See, why is that? That is hard. I get it. I can say I love you sometimes and not think about it, but it's right. It's like, especially you had to say that key phrase, I love you too, which is often.
Yeah, that's.
It's
that's
good for you. Much. No, it isn't. Everything's great. It, you know, it's something that's been around for a while, but it doesn't get old. The standards never get old. It's funny. Like, that's a good one. It's stuck around the test of time. Right? Am I saying that right? It's still important. I don't mean even the saying of it, but the word, I love you, you know. But the saying of it, even if it did take on a new expression. It's a good thing to say to somebody. John, you're pretty good at it. And as warm as I am, sometimes I do choke up with that one. You know what I mean? Like, I'll think about it, but I'm getting better at it. You're pretty good at it. Did your parents both say it? My parents said it. I'm still. Your parents both say it a lot?
Yeah.
They do? They say I love you a lot?
Yeah, we always say I love you when we hang up.
Yeah, see, my family never has.
Some families, by the way, and I think people are going to be glad I say it. So it's always good to say it. There are families that don't say it, but they're still pretty. It's okay. Like, there's still a ton of affection. For some reason, with that word, it got caught up, but they're okay. But most of the time, it's going to be, if you can't say it, it's going to be because, yeah, there wasn't a lot of that being said around your house. Not only the words, but the affection. Right. I'm proud of you. You might have still been loved and still, but it's the more the better with saying it to somebody. So your family was horrible. I'd like to call them up on the phone right now. I'm getting a little windy because I had fresh air. Not good to do an opening of a show in fresh air, but I think we are. Because I'm thinking with my family, my mom mushed me to death till I, you know, was certainly not wanting to be mushed anymore. So I definitely felt loved. But I love you, you know, we didn't say that often. My dad never, my mom probably said it more than my dad. My dad never said it.
Yeah, hearing my dad say it.
But I love my dad. Hearing your dad say it, has your dad ever said it? Didn't he say it to you a few months ago?
Yeah, that's why it's a shock when you hear it. Like, if you hear it, you call my siblings, go, you know what, Dad said I love you. And they go, no, he didn't.
Right, and you know what, it's that's why it's so important to say it, because here you're not stripping your dad of credit of that's awesome that he can say it ever, even as an adult. That's really commendable. But the other part of it is when you do hear it now, it throws you a little. You're not ready for it, and that's why it's so important to say it, you know, to your kids all the time. So when they get it, They're used to it. They should be used to it, you know? So there you go. There's a little life lesson for you. Sounds like Eric's dad's doing okay, but Eric, what a fucking hard ass. All right, so tell your kids you love them a lot. Mush them. Mush their faces. Mush their faces and fucking squeeze them even when they don't want to be squeezed. All right. Goodbye. Aristotle, hope you're feeling better. And I'll give you the last word. A poem. I wouldn't mind a poem. Make it one we can understand, Aristotle. Some of those poems, they're big, big words. Have you noticed? Jesus. Art thou, thou lot foul, art foul, you know. But a nice poem out of Dr. Seuss. And not one of his better ones. The simple ones. I want it to rhyme. I want the rhyming type of a poem, Aristotle. All right? That's the type I like the best. Okay, bye, everybody. Thank you.
When you think things are bad, when you feel sour and blue, when you start to get mad, you should do what I do. Just tell yourself, Ducky, you're really quite lucky. Some people are much more, oh, ever so much more, oh, muchly much, much more unlucky than you.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I think is
so you can turn that off just so the listeners know this is what's called a cold opening in the business.
Shut my phone off.
In case we want a Facebook a live stream, we'll put that somewhere. And then Aristotle, I need you to remind me. We have a what? All that we had a how about is it off now?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a cold opening with a mistake. Now
that
so,
doesn't happen often.
So let's just go nice and slow during the cold opening, okay? And then I'm going to... Graham Elwood, couldn't be more excited that you're here. We're all excited.
I love coming here.
Hold on. Do me a favor. Can you pull some of your... This is a cold opening, folks. It's just a cold opening. It's crazy this is a cold opening. Other people, they drop this as a show right now. I've heard other podcasts do it, and I don't say anything. They would stop right now.
Yeah.
I go, okay, this is our show, right? Bye. So is everybody good? Everybody's got their movement to a minimal? Can you put that phone? How about that in that little wooden box I had made for you?
Wow!
Just for you. Look at the side; it says your name.
All right. That's. Wow! Shit. What?
No.
No. What were you pointing at? You
nothing. I was just. The guys laughed at something else. I don't know. Oh. Matter of fact, go look at that phone. I had your name put on it.
Oh, what is this going on?
Nothing. Graham, there's nothing going on. Oh, my God.
It seems like every time I turn, though, you do.
I love your shoes. Where did you get those?
You know, I got them at a van store. Whoa, what the? Whoa. No, I just saw you give me the finger.
So the listeners know, every time Graham looks down, we give him the finger. So for the rest of the show, you'll all get that bit.
I like when you all laugh when I do it. Like, you can't hold it in anymore. But he's not supposed to know what it is. Cold opening still. Shut up. If somebody sent you here, I'll tell you this right now. Somebody goes, oh, you should like the Todd Glass Show, and you don't like it, and they find out you don't like it, and you love that person, it's not going to work. It just won't work. Do you have to have everything in common? No. Can somebody like some music and you don't like the other? Yes. Very happily married people, happily people in happy relationships, don't have to love everything the same, but not this podcast, I found out.
That's absolutely
true. It's a game changer. It's like, fuck, I just want the person I love. I hear people saying it all across the country. Everything about this person is perfect. But then picture him talking to a friend, but I had him listen to the Todd Glass Show. They didn't hate it, but they didn't love it.
Out.
They go to find someone that will.
I'll date someone who's in the Klan before I would date somebody that...
Thank you. Thank you very much.
GrahamElwood.com.
Thank you. All right, so let me go nice and slow. Can we turn that heater off? This is a cold opening. I'm going to go turn it off.
Already I'm hot.
Oh.
No. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Everything's
Hold
good.
Hold on, everybody. I'm just walking over to turn off the fake little heater that we have. Oh, I loved it. I swear to God, I'm not being sarcastic. There is something about turning around and everyone's putting their hands down that were just giving me the finger. And I turned around. I had no fucking idea. I never thought. You would think that after I do a bit where I make you turn around, that I'd be suspicious to literally go to the corner of the room, turn completely around, and start messing with a little portable heater, which, by the way, is not cheap. Throwing a brag. It was cheap, by the way. So, hold on. So, I want to say that I love everybody in here. I'm happy to be here. Graham Elwood is here. Eric Olson is here. John Brand Wagner is here. DC Connor is here. and then we have a very special guest. Don't we have something for them? Do we have a... Where is it?
Wow. Leo and Cameron.
You've heard this before.
King. You spell it with a K. Leo and Cameron.
What? Yes, Cameron is here and Leo's here from Computer King. They're sitting in on the show. It's an honor to have them. They
Computer King. They made ToddGlass.com look great.
Wow, they did. They did. They didn't just make it better. They made it perfect. Computer. What, let me play that again.
Leo and Cameron.
I hate the crackle, Computer, but you don't hear it at home. King, that's enough. And Aristotle, how are you? You're feeling a little bit under the weather. He must be
just
sick.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. But that's all good.
You forgot Duncan.
Duncan is here. Oh, shut up. Duncan Carey, you're so quiet. I didn't even know you were over there.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm hanging out over here.
By the way, you want to hear... Okay, let's just get everything out of the way. I want to get one thing out of the way, then Graham, I'm going to let you go. I very rarely have that little of an opening. All my opening says is I love you, because I wanted to remind... Just tell people you love them. It's okay.
It's boo.
Oh, Graham, why do you... No, why did you... You know, they're going to laugh if you do stuff like that, and I'm trying to have a serious show. I just want to let people know I love them.
Boo.
They're just listening to what you say. They used to be totally...
Gross.
Gross.
Boo love.
Boo. I have boo love. I'm okay. Anti-love.
And Kate Berlant. I texted
boo.
Her today.
What a stupid name.
By the way, excuse me, Kate Berlant, I saw the premiere of the High Court with Doug. I genuinely loved it. And Kate was hilarious. I mean, she was really, I was giggling. She was making me laugh so much. But you'll see the show. So anyway, there's that. So we have, you know, we have a new opening. And we have, there's so much, play Hava Nagila. Somebody said, hold on, pause it. God,
gross.
Choking. No.
Boo.
Wow. Let me get a drink. Is there something you can play while I get a drink?
Leo and Cameron, Computer King. You spell it with a K. Leo and Cameron.
All right, so Rob Eisenberg sent this in. I love it. He has a website. What's it called?
RobEisenbergCreative.com.
Wow. Let's start the show. Graham Elwood's our guest, everybody.
This is the Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show. Yes, it's the Todd Glass Show. Over there, it's Aristotle. He's the producer. He sits behind a glass wall because it is a real show and he is a real producer. Aristotle sits behind a glass wall. And there is Eric Olson. Eric Olson. Eric Olson. Eric Olson paid me to say his name a lot. Let's shalom to Jingle Joe. He lives up in Portland, so he's not with us in the studio, but he does all the music for the Todd Glass Show.
He hit everybody.
Why won't Joe move down here? That's none of your goddamn business.
Oh.
Then there is John Brand Wagner. He does the soundboard. He's young, but does a great job. Gotta mention Duncan Carey does a bit of everything, and so I'm gonna mention Duncan Carey once more. Let us.
Did you bring your trumpet?
Yep. Good old Johnny Colorado does the intros and the outros.
He got everybody. Did he forget anybody, this guy?
Get on up. Did he? It's around on the Todd Glass Show. Oi!
Did you bring your trumpet?
Yes.
Wait, is JJ here? Oh my God, JJ's here! JJ's here!
JJ's here!
JJ's here!
So good. JJ, come on in from the other room. JJ's here. JJ's here.
Wow.
Well, playing the trumpet, it's I've just tried to study it
You're
in a different
good.
Way. Than I just want
is that
I,
hard?
It is. Well, I mean, not really. I mean, the
how way, long have you been playing it?
A week. Week. 8 days. A baker's week. What? No one ever said that.
Oh my God! There's something new here. What's his old? What was his old? What do we used to bring him in with? When we had a Graham here. Sure, I'm going to bring a guest in big. It's going to be a fun show. And then we're doing an after show. We interrupt this. We interrupt his song to now play this.
Leo and Cameron.
How did you know, you mother...
King, you spelled it with a K. Leo and Cameron.
Okay, now I'm back. Oh, that's good.
JJ came back.
Yeah, well, I always got that.
I love it. With
right
that, we have that shitty of an ear. That this guy who is beautiful. The Gabe and JJ, they're both. Their trumpet abilities are just... They were great when they started, and they get better. But with that, you just do this. We're like, oh, JJ's here. Oh, JJ's here.
Wow. With
JJ. Oh, Gabe. Oh, they're both here. Now, can you mimic whatever I say on that trumpet?
Yeah.
Wow. Da 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 da.
Wow.
See, I learned on YouTube. A couple of webisodes and I can make this thing sing. I'll tell you that right now.
Graham Elwood's our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Shut up, everybody. That's right. Saturday night. We're going to take you through the night. Let's play him in right.
Little Graham. He's on the Todd Glass Show tonight. And Graham.
To George Carlin, Graham is literally whistling. Here we go. Oh my God.
His whistling, wow. His whistling's almost as good as his trumpeting.
Yeah, you're
well, I actually
good.
Went to a special whistling school.
You did? Is there a name for it?
I can't tell you, but it's...
It's that. I'm the guy who believes anything. Oh, it's that.
First rule of improv, deny. Can you tell me the name?
No.
No, I love it. There's no rules here. We break the rules. We don't give a shit. I love the sound of that. It sounds romantic.
It's my cocktail.
Oh. You're a guy that really likes his cocktail.
Sketch. This is like every.
He's holding it up to his face like he's in love with it.
Just the smell of that. It's the smallest sketch. Yeah.
Can you? I want to hear this. This has got a story.
All right, everybody out there, it's time to get easy, but not just easy. We want to get easy breezy, Lionel and Libby. Lionel and Libby.
Living a good life.
Lionel and Libby.
No, this
here
is David 17.
Show again, it's Lionel and Libby. Have an easy breezy time.
Hello.
Hello.
It's
still got reservations available.
So guess what? Later, Libby is going to call in. Sure, she's going to call in.
Is she? I thought she was singing tonight.
She is singing tonight. What we're going to do? We're gonna
Sets. Is she calling in between?
She
sets?
She calls in between sets, and then she usually leaves her phone down on her. Well, she has one of those things with all those bulbs around it because she puts her makeup on right. before the show. Oh, right. It's like a vanity mirror.
Yeah.
So she says she leaves her phone there on. We can get to hear her open the show.
She said something to me. Can I tell you her recently? She said something to me.
What did she say to you?
She's got a cooking. She's taking a cooking class or something.
Oh, like really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You know what? We'll ask her about it. I won't forget to ask her about
yeah.
it. Write that down. Make sure I ask her about it. And guess what you forgot to play? Oh, my God. You forgot to play the Dragnet theme.
What?
What? I can't believe you forgot to play it. All right, listen. I'm not hurrying. I'm going to sit here right now. I'm going to act like a full-grown adult and take my time. Can I tell you something?
What?
And you seem like a nice guy, but he got his own jingle this week.
Oh.
It's his first time ever. To George Carlin.
You know, I don't approve.
You don't want us to play it?
No, I don't think he... Why does he get his own...
Okay, well, you know what? We're not going to play it then. I'm going to let you decide.
You know, no, I
want to
hear it. I want to hear it.
You mind if I have a little fresh air?
Sure.
How you doing? Oh, shut up, Chris. Shut up. What's this? Oh, sure. I'll take some betting music.
Fresh air. Todd finds it delectable. Yes, fresh air. Why, even the most respectable refresh air is wonderful on a Friday podcast. Fresh air.
That's not good. When you were on the road with Doug, did it ever? How was that?
It was a lot like right now. There's a lot of contact eyes. I don't smoke weed.
I know you don't.
But there was a lot of contact eyes. I always had a rule, like, if they were firing up in the green room before the show, I would always leave because I, like, didn't want it to mess with my...
Right. Were you ever on a tour bus with them?
No, we're never on a tour bus. No. We're not fucking animals.
Why do you have to make it animals? That's a nice lifestyle. By the way, I don't want to brag, but I will. I'm doing a tour. Thank you. I'm doing a tour. I can't say who with yet, but two tour buses.
Oh,
come on.
Two one, tour buses.
Two.
Wow.
Well, I didn't, that's
not one bus.
It's not mine.
Oh,
but two buses. I think you guys are exaggerating.
Oh, I can't even say who it is yet. Oh,
I think you're showing off.
How many buses there are.
I think you're showing off because you're here.
Famous. Can't talk about it.
Two tour buses. Wow. Hopefully there's enough room for me and all my friends. Whoa.
That was a little, you thought that was a little,
oh my
was a little
goodness.
No, hold on, You thought that Duncan's last one, you know it's a bit and everything, but it was a little out of line.
A little out of line. Can I bring my friends? You know what I mean?
You're the guy who starts trouble.
Yeah.
No, because you want.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, it was my show and a guy said a line like that. I wouldn't, I don't know if I'd have him in my room anymore. That's just me, though. I'm just, I don't know. You run your show wherever you want.
Well,
if
what
you
would
want,
you
if
do? No,
no, I'm just saying, no, if you want to run your show like a weak guy, let's these clowns just come in and walk all over.
Oh,
it's
no,
just business,
no, wait,
just
well, you're making, it's a negative.
No, it's not negative. I think it's great. You just let some guy in a Taliban beard just steamroll you about the tour buses.
Maybe you're right, because everyone else, it was fun and silly, right?
Nah, maybe I missed a joke. Maybe I'm the asshole. Maybe maybe it's okay to just shit on a guy's tour bus.
In all fairness to you, everyone else was good with the bit, but you thought he took it a little too far, right?
I thought he crossed the line, but that's just me. You
know? Oh, I thought he crossed the line. Whoa!
I don't
Look
know.
At me. I have standards. Oh!
Listen, wow. It's not all fun and games. So
seriously, you got any space on that tour bus?
computer. What's this? Sure, every time you say something... It's enough already. Okay, I'm going to cut right to it. My new interview skills. What?
John Brad Wagoner's jingle?
Should we? Let's vote. You close your eyes. Should we play it for the after show? Or should we... Let's see. Let's really take a lot of... Everybody's giving it up. Ah, shit! Oh, I forgot he had earphones on! shit.
God damn it.
I did not plan on doing that bit. We iced to George Carlin when I asked you to close your eyes. To George Carlin. I think it makes it better. I really wanted everyone to vote whether we should play his jingle or not. Who started doing the finger thing?
You did.
You did.
No, because I saw you do it. Because I saw Leo do it. I saw Leo do it. So, but then I thought, oh, I wanted to do it so long, but I wanted the listeners to know what was going on. But then I whispered, and he fucking heard me because he's got headphones on. I thought if I whispered, what an asshole, right?
Why does he get headphones?
Yeah, what's he so great? So should we close your eyes?
Close your eyes.
No, you have to, and you want to be fired?
All right, put your dick in his face.
So extreme.
Put your dick in his face.
Put your dick in his face. Right in his face.
Oh.
Oh, come in.
What do you want? Oh, it needs a new battery. Did you just ask for that?
No, I was telling you to turn that up.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so here's what a bit I want to get to. Can we put that rolling around in there? So should we play it?
He's got to close his eyes.
Close your eyes.
Vote.
Close your eyes. And to George Carlin, we're just going to really vote. Who thinks we should play it? All right, we're going to play it. Then it's all you, Graham. Can I tell you the first bit I want you to do? Because I've been thinking about it for literally since I talked to you on the phone. Was the flight attendant
I will say this real quick. I was flipping through the channels and I saw, what was that like? Smash cake, or what was that thing we
dump cake?
Dump cake. I saw the dump cake woman has got a new product, and I was like, I had so much fun when we did the dump cake.
Well, how about
analysis.
We do this? Let's when we take a break, which could be for like 60 seconds, we'll find it and we'll play.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yes.
Now, we have Aristotle wears the producer hat around here, so you and he's usually pretty good. Will you remind us to do that? Oh, well, sure. He's behind a glass wall.
Yeah.
Well, other shows, the producer's at the show, but this is a producer, so he sits behind a glass wall. Of course he does.
Oh,
like
wow.
A real show.
Wow.
Like in the song, the way it says it.
That's
all
impressive.
Right, John. John, I think this really says everything, this song.
Pause. John Brand.
Last week, that's it. What do you think? You like it?
That was great.
No, dude, you think
it's a little long.
It's a little long. That's what I told them, but they don't listen, these fucking jingle guys. Everyone, well, Jingle Joe has a whole basement full of people working, which people find out. It's not just Jingle Joe. No, Joe has, like, people in his basement, like, you know, all on the up and up, but there's, like, 50 of them. They're all
like
working
zombies?
Down there.
Like a...
Yeah, zombies. I just want to move on. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Zombies, Graham. How do you figure me out so much?
Yeah, I can read a mind.
So anyway, and last week on the show, we're just asking him questions about himself. We're like, you'll get your song soon, but what do we know about you? Because he's only been here a little while. He's great, by the way. Seriously? The best thing, one of the best things that ever happened to this show, John Brandwagon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, totally.
And I haven't been here in a while, and I got to say, truth be told, not a fan.
So he was just talking about
sorry, I'm running out of ice. The bit's about to... Literally, this bit is melting.
That might have never been said before. This bit is melting.
What?
I'll tell you this bit is melting.
It's one for the money, two for the show. Let's get rid of
Let's set this up. I know exactly where I'm going. Don't give up on me for one second.
Should we finish his jingle, though?
We will. Oh, yes. So that Wayne Newton stuff, right? Wayne Newton does a joke, and then he has the band sing right afterwards. So we isolated it, but this is something we can do throughout the show.
I once said, it is easy to be humble when you're a success.
Quotes himself.
The trick is to be arrogant when you're a flop. When it's one for the money.
God bless him, right? God fucking bless him. So now we could do it too,
God.
You know?
Wouldn't you love, Todd, wouldn't you love to be on stage with a full band and do that?
It's one for the money. Show.
Can I tell you, I've been doing it as close as I can in different cities with bands. It's amazing what a keyboard and a drummer can do. Like,
really?
A lot of sound. And let me tell you something, I am slowly getting addicted to it. I used to do it 30% of the time. Now it's about 75.
How could you not? I would bust. I mean, 70% of my act would be singing, and I can't sing.
I can't either, but I sing, first I was afraid, and then they come in with the cymbals. I was petrified, and then they just fill it in. Or I sing Jingle Bells with the crowd every night. It's so much fun. And then I yell at them for not enjoying it. It's a whole. But they, thank you, and they do rim shots. It's like I do complimentary crowd work for about a minute. I go, I love your sweater. I go, you. I think your glasses are great. Yeah, folks, I do complimentary crowd work, not insult. Compliment people. Look at this adorable couple over here. And I got the band for it. So anyway, so hold on. That's Wayne Newton, and then now we have the isolated one. So there's that. Now, John Brand Wagner is talking about himself. We learned a little bit about himself. And Joe, you know, he tells your life story here.
John Brand Wagner.
What?
He's from Lawrence, Kansas. Started comedy.
Shut up.
At the age of 20 in Kansas City.
What?
At Stanford and Sons. You know he was working at Jason's Deli. And he left community college to start comedy. He watched the movie.
See, got it.
Step Brothers over and over. And over and over some more. I mean, it was a funny movie after all. And then something happened that changed it all.
What?
He heard Todd Glass call for a new soundboard person on his podcast.
Shut up.
And he looked up to the sky and he put his fist to his hips and the clouds broke. And a sunbeam shot down on him and it was like opening his eyes for the first time. Or maybe it was like winning the lottery.
I told people I was going to do an open mic, and everyone reassured me that, oh, you're going to bomb your first time. You're going to do awful. And I thought, oh, that's a great way to encourage someone who just started out on a new career path. Like, you wouldn't tell a doctor, hey, this is your first surgery. You're going to kill him.
Joe, you outdid yourself. God, Joe, I want one. I want a new one. I write right on his. Yeah, we all want new ones.
Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
I'm Joe.
What are you doing there in Oregon? Oh,
get it together.
We used to get new ones all the time.
Come on, you should go by Joe. Alphabetical order.
Get your 50 jingle zombies and write us a jingle.
He's got a life. First. He's got a life.
Oh, what, those kids?
Okay, hold on.
Sounds that's, like a goddamn that's... bunch of excuses is what Joe's got.
I got a life. Yeah. Get back in the basement with the sweatshop kids and make some goddamn jingles. Yeah, what's the problem?
So listen, is this true? Because I have a safe word on the show. Is this to George Clooney? Is this true?
Yeah.
George Clooney.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our safe word. Okay, this is not his doing. He says manager has on the phone... Joe's manager. Jingle Joe has a manager. I'm telling you what happened. His wife. I'll talk to the guy. But somehow there's somebody. What's he trying to get money out of us? I mean, because it's. Put him on the phone. This is Joe's manager, supposedly. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is Todd.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Joe's. I guess you're saying you're Joe's manager, Joe McKenzie from the show that does our music?
Oh, Mac? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So you're his lawyer or his manager?
I'm his manager. Yeah, he works. I got him working three graveyards in a row.
So what do you want from us?
Well, the problem is he's doing his graveyards, and then he's always telling me about making jingle bells.
Well, it's
for glasses or something like that.
What, it's you Jingle know, Joe. His name is Jingle Joe. You're half right, but what do you?
Well, who's Jingle Joe? I got a Joe McKenzie on my payroll.
Yeah, that's Joe McKenzie.
Okay, right.
So what is at the end of the day that we're going for here?
Well, I was saying you got something you need. I got something I need. You know.
Well, we don't. Joe doesn't. Are you talking about money?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's making these jingles for free, you know what I mean? It's costing taking time out of my shifts because he's always calling, you know, I'm like, and you got to think so.
Yeah, well, we don't have, there's no budget on the show, really, to be honest with you. This is weird that a manager would even call in.
Well, I know, of course, guys.
Are you been drinking?
Yeah, guy needs a couple of pops to get through the day. You know, I'm going to judge him, you know what I mean?
I want to get you more ice. I want to get you more ice. We'll take a break. You can put that down. That's really great. Run from the bit. God, I feel like that's the opportune time to have it at a place.
Run, 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 run from the bit.
Run, run, run. Until you get out of it a bit. Run, is that better? You got me rocking and rolling, run from the bit. There, I ended that. So, listen. I know what people, I know they're ready.
That sounds like we need to run from the jingle.
Run
from
the
run, 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 run from the jingle. Run, 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 run from the jingle.
Okay, so listen. So I wanted, for people that, what did I do wrong?
Nothing.
Graham texted me about 3 days ago. I said, he's still good for Tuesday night at 6:30. And he goes, yeah. And then he said, what's your address? I told him or something. He reminded me. He goes, yeah, do me a favor. Don't fuck it up.
All caps.
It's all caps.
That's my favorite.
That's the way. Yeah.
That don't fuck it up.
Don't
out of nowhere.
Fuck it up.
Or with somebody.
And when you need love, and this guy, he doesn't have any stage.
Yeah.
You know, don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
All right. Well, you're just making me nervous right before I walk on stage.
I know a lot. Look, I just want to give you a little tip. I know this is a big show. And
I know, but you do this every time. I smell the way you are, and you end up yelling at me.
No.
I'm going on stage in 3 minutes.
I know, and I just want to give you a nice piece of advice.
All right. Thank you.
All right, I got a lot of big players.
I know.
This is a good opportunity.
I'm prepared.
You are prepared, except when you're fucking stupid.
Oh,
when you go on stage and you're all goddamn dumb.
This is an insult. I'm going on national TV.
Shut up. You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth and don't be
a
fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. All you do is
this
fucking complain.
This doesn't make me want to perform.
I got the senior VP from CVS. You know what I'm saying? CVS is doing online content for their checkout kiosk.
It's one for the money, two for the show.
Okay. So this might be pushing it with you, but let's do the flight attendant bit. Now, the reason I want to set it up for people that have never heard it before, this flight attendant is not just having a bad day. This is who she is. It's not to me a disrespect to the great flight attendants are out there, which, by the way, I don't say that. I say that genuinely from my heart. Like, good flight attendants have an amazing amount of power, and the ones that are good, it's not because they bump into less arrogant people. They just are able to go, look, if I want to see the good side of this job, I have to understand that there will be the arrogant people, but if I want to be in touch with the ones that can make you feel special, I got to continue to be a kind person and just write and not let the arrogant people turn who I end up turning into.
Right.
That's why it's such a miraculous job. And when you see four flight attendants that all have a great energy, you're in the capsule in the middle of the sky. It's such an amazing ability to have.
Right.
And I don't ever get to say it to them like this, because if you ever had that happen, they're not just okay, but you're like, wow, look at how happy everybody is because love just went up and down the aisles.
Well, you know, because like I fly almost exclusively with United, and they give you.
Exclusively.
We have a United deal.
Wow.
Attention, all Diamond member United. You, Graham, please enter the plane. Graham.
I fucking earned it. You wait in the back, you sons of bitches. I got upgraded because I fly more than you.
Is that your line?
I'm better than you. And they're like, board the plane first. I'm like, that's right, assholes. 100,000 miles a year. Suck it.
Somebody told me that you, when you get to the actual, where you're going to enter in the gate, because you get to board, your status, you get to board pretty much before everybody. You get to board with first class people. That you turn around and yell something to everybody waiting in line?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
What do you yell? We have a recording of it. Paul F. Tompkins, is that true? Is flying to Minneapolis with you? Is this true?
Yeah.
So we have a recording. This is true. This is a potato salad. It's you, and you can hear there's people in the background. You hear some airport, you know, noise, you know. So it's you're at the airport, and he just leaves the recording on. He goes, yeah, we get on the plane. It's bad enough. It's embarrassing to have to cut ahead of everybody. But then Graham turns around just as all we have to do is 2 more inches to get to the jetway, and I think we have it. Or do we have it?
Yeah.
It's coming up right near you. This is where you hear Paul turn on his phone and you hear Graham yelling at everybody.
Yeah, looking really forward to it.
Enjoy eating your rat food, you fucks! That's right, maggots. I'm going to sit in front of you. Yeah, I'm in the aisle seat. Yeah. You better gate check those bags of your filth clothes, you fucking mouth-breathing garbage people. Graham Elwood, goddamn calm. That's who it is, you son of a bitch.
Why would he do that?
I'm going to tweet photos of me sitting on an empty plane before you fucking maggots come in and eat each other.
What are you going to drink your own goddamn urine? I get a free snack box, you fuck nuts. Yeah, I'm getting 100. I'm getting double miles.
What?
That's right. I'm getting double goddamn miles, you fuckos.
That's unnecessary.
You're unnecessary, you piece of shit. You're boarding in level 3. Why don't you kill yourself?
What? Oh, I was. That's totally.
This guy's having a bad day.
Bag diamond.
All right, that's good.
Wow.
I love that you go from 0 to 100. Eat your. What was the first insult to them? You would turn your snack. Eat your filthy sandwiches.
Fucking maggots. What do you guys drink your own urine back there?
Yeah, you have no. You're so out of touch that that's it. I think they drink their own urine. They're pigs back there.
They are.
I remember the first time, and I don't want to brag. I may as well just shut up and take it. One of those mumble things coming on. I know when they're all. So I'll just take it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Oh, that the first time I flew first class.
Oh, I flew first class.
I'm bored with Graham Elwood.
Oh, the first time. That means there's been more than once.
I probably took 2 tour buses to the airport.
Now, wait a second. I'm not just trying to ruin. You looked at him. I thought like you thought that was out of line.
Well, yeah, the 2 tour bus line. I know we do the but the 2 tour buses is not a line. I don't know.
What
why.
Do you? What would you do if? I mean, because you're saying I should do what I want.
No,
what
would
I'm just
it's
asking
called,
you?
It's called the
Graham,
if it's called the Graham Elwood show.
I'm asking you. Yes, yeah. If it was called the Graham Elwood show.
Problem. The kid's doing a nice job. That's right. How he wants to joke around. No, all I would do.
What
is
do you do if it's the Graham Elwood show?
No, he's got. I would just take that. He's got a nice laptop, and I jam it down his fucking mouthy throat. That's what I goddamn do. 2 tour buses.
I love directing you to anger. It's so. Because I know when you go calm, you're going big. Oh, no, he's got a nice little computer over there. I take it, I grab it. And maybe pretend you're on the set of a movie and the big director wants you to do that line again. He goes, just do it 4 or 5 times. The same thing, go soft and then go hard. We just want to take the. Whatever you want to say, we don't care. Just we love the you know the way you go soft and then we know something bad's about.
Okay.
So, what would you do to John Barrow if that happened to you?
No, it's, look, if, you know, he's a young kid. He's doing a great job. You know what I mean? He can move over here from Wichita or something like that or whatever.
Kansas.
Yeah, whatever. And, you know, I think it's fantastic. You know, the kid's doing, you know what I mean? All I'm
saying.
So,
you understand.
I get it. And you're encouraging. I would do the same thing if this was my show. I would encourage these guys. He'd pipe in, riff, because you want a loose comedy environment.
There you go.
I'd absolutely do it. And if a guy said that just the 2 tour bus thing, I'd take his microphone and I'd choke that motherfucker with it and I'd jam the microphone up his fucking ass and I'd record that for 2 fucking tour buses.
It's one full of money.
Ah, I did it again.
Oh, God. Graham, every time you do that,
a whistle makes everything dumber.
It's, you know what? I don't usually like. I don't like whistling usually, but I do like when you whistle.
It's. I
wish I could whistle so bad.
I learned how to do this when I was a kid, and I whistled. I almost got kicked out of a hockey game in high school. My high school hockey team was playing, and I was in the audience whistling so loud. And of course,
go give me an example. Go stand over in there and show me what you were doing, like you're in high school. And you're in the what are you at a baseball game? You said
a hockey game. And now imagine the 16-year-old version of me.
Okay.
And somebody going, "Hey, that whistle's too loud."
Okay. Not even a song.
No, that's loud. My ears are ringing.
Do you
ringing.
Have any video of you when you were 16?
God, no, I wish.
Just pull in a little bit, if you don't mind. This side of the chair. Just like pull into the table.
Come on.
There you go. Perfect. Thank
get
you.
Get tight.
Sorry. You don't have any video of you when you were 16? I don't have any of me either.
No, not doing that. There's video somewhere. Our high school had a cable TV channel. I played football, but during the basketball season my senior year, I was an announcer on some of the basketball games. And they were pre-taped. It wasn't live. So we would get there at one time, and it was like a kid. I wish I had videotape of this somewhere. If anyone who went to high school with me and has this somewhere, find it. And there was another student that they put in charge of this, and I was like, well, let's pre-tape let's pre-tape the intro. And he's like, okay, fine. So I was like, welcome to Evanston Township High School Beardsley Gymnasium.
This is me.
And You were doing an announcer.
An announcer, right.
When I was a kid, I would play video games in my room and would announce it. And my mom was like, who? It sounds like there's 10 people in here. And I'd be like, Graham Elwood steps back and the ball passes it to Elwood. Elwood catches a touchdown. So we're recording this thing, and I'm like, welcome to Evanston Township High School's Beardsley Gymnasium for a fantastic high school basketball contest. And this guy comes out and goes, hey, you guys got to use your real voices. I'm like, these are my real voices, Jeff. If I had footage of that, I would put that on the front of my reel. Like, that would be the first thing you saw. I'd put that on my YouTube page. If anyone has me announcing high school basketball, I'm like, I don't know, 16, 17, something like that. It's the best thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, I mean, somebody, you know what the thing is? Somebody probably does have it somewhere.
Someone has to. I would pay so much money to have that.
I had an audio of me hosting the junior variety show, and I just lost it. We did, you know, all I did were, like, you know, comedians, bits that we saw on TV. You know, I was in 11th grade. Nothing's changed. No.
I have the first time I ever did stand-up. It's on my YouTube channel. I'm 18. I'm wearing plaid shorts. I'm wearing flip-flops. And the MC is a gentleman with acid wash jeans and a mullet, and his name is Judd Apatow.
No.
Yeah.
I love acid wash jeans. I changed the whole show. No, everybody warm. Listen, lighten up, guys. Whoa. Back off.
So if you go to youtube.com/Graham Elwood and go into my stand-up playlist, you'll see the first time I ever did stand-up.
Wait, where did they go to see that?
youtube.com/Graham Elwood.
Was that by any chance in Sherman Oaks? At the improv there?
No, this was at the University of Arizona. I was a freshman in college, and there was this U.S. college comedy competition that was sponsored by Doritos and a defunct gum company called Sticklets.
Oh, I remember Sticklets. I used to put them in my girlfriend's pussy. But I made that up.
Okay.
Take that out. What is wrong with me? Is that funny or not? It's a sexually, I think it's aggressive.
No.
Not if she blew the bubbles out.
Not if she... John, see, you waited with... God damn it, that was a good drop. I'd like to give him encouragement.
Good drop.
I'm not even joking, actually, to George Carlin. Should I leave that in or should I take it out?
Leave it in.
Leave it in?
Close your eyes and we'll vote.
You promise?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, to George,
okay,
cool. To George Goebel.
Okay, go ahead. Are you voting?
Yeah, hold on. All right, so everyone who thinks Todd...
Hurry up and vote.
Have we tallied
it? Raise your hand.
Okay.
And then...
Is everyone raised?
Are you guys done voting?
Hold on. And then everyone...
Hold on, not everybody's voted.
And then everyone who thinks...
So
great. Oh.
I wanted to see
you
doing
twice.
It. I wanted to keep the... I wanted to keep the bit going, but I wanted to look so bad. When you open your eyes, it's so silly. You feel like it's like magic. Only easier than to do. It's just, you're just diverting people. That's all magic is. It's like, oh my God, I thought there was this, and it ended up being this. We're just doing it through closing our eyes, maybe pretending it's a world where everyone's voting on something, and opening your eyes and realizing it's all been switched. Boom, instantly, sleight of hand, sleight of mouth, sleight of verbiage to now make it look like, no, what you thought was going on wasn't. Everyone was giving you the finger. So
nah, it's bullshit. Magic is a gypsy scam.
Thank you.
Leo and Cameron.
There you go.
Computer King.
Okay. So, to prove, and this is why the other shows are getting very upset with me, and I understand. They're saying that, yeah, Todd can do the bells and the whistles, and everybody knows that. But now he does serious interviews, and you know what he's doing now that pisses me off? There's a rhyme and a reason to the show. He might go off track, but he goes right back on, and that's what pisses them off. But I got to do it. So anyway, you're talking about the airline, and we're talking about the appreciation for these flight attendants. So when we make fun of this flight attendants, I think it's deserving, because this is the one that does the opposite. We're saying we have a high praise for how powerful that job can be, and we also understand how... Yeah, let's say how fucking hard it is.
It's got to be hard.
It's got to be hard. It's not easy.
And for people like us that fly a lot, when you do have a whole crew, or even just one, who's really trying, is nice, is like doing that extra little thing or something like that. Like, I'm a vegetarian, so sometimes it's like, did you have? And they're like, we don't have that. Let me see. And they like put together a meal for me that they don't normally like.
Sometimes they can say no. Even a gate agent can say no, and you're like, oh, you still feel great.
Yeah.
Just someone that cares. So anyway, and again, but we acknowledge, we know it's hard. Sorry. So so this is the one, not just having a bad day, if people haven't heard this before in the show. She is so just looking and to just be mean spirited and just she's a is anything at all. And she's just angry.
Right.
She didn't she tell a kid you know, what were the things that she would do? Like, what were the type of things this woman would do? Like, there was somebody, you know what I think of in real life? My mom had a dog we were bringing home, and she was, like, shoving it under the seat. My mom was about to cry. She said, well, you can't, and we were on a layover, so we'd already been on a plane. I think there are times for them to acknowledge that if you went through a layover, even if you're catching something that somebody else missed, that's not the customer's fault. Right. That's how I felt. And I tried to go into the galley and explain that. And I did. And I was proud of myself. I was calm, not even a tinge of tone in my voice. And you know why? Because then the other flight attendants, they're all dealing with her. One came up to me at the end of the flight and she asked me to write, I didn't even know what the phrase meant, an onion letter. She goes, they take them really seriously. She goes, and that was unnecessary.
Wait, what is the phrase? What does that mean?
Onion letter means it's a negative letter from a customer. So I've used that phrase. I've been flying a lot. And by the way, if I had a million of these stories, it would say more about me. But I probably have five of them over 30 right. years where I did say something, where I went into the galley and I just I dealt with the issue at hand.
I had one.
No. I'm almost. So whenever I went, I've done it calm. And I knew that there's other flight attendants that they're probably, you know, sometimes they're giving them hell, too. You know, these flight attendants that are like that, that's why that flight attendant came over to me and asked me to write an onion letter. I didn't even know what an onion letter was. Mm-hmm. But because she goes, yeah, because we're tired of her, too. You know, basically, that's what that's saying. Why would you encourage somebody? But anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say one time.
Sure, I'm professional. I throw out my guest way. This I'm fucking sick of how professional I am. I could shit all over my professionalism, and it'd still be better than other people's professionalism.
It's Bob Falling Buddy. It's on the show.
All right, go ahead. So what was your...
I remember I was on a flight once, and there was some dude who's like had been a flight attendant for a long time, I guess, and he was in a shitty mood. You saw it the minute you got on the plane, right? And I was in coach, and I was sitting, you know, I usually get an aisle seat in an exit row or whatever, and there was two carts. There was he had like the snack or the food cart, and then there was the beverage cart or whatever. And I hear him saying to the people in front of me, "Do you want a snack or a drink?" And I was like, "Oh, that's weird," because usually he just says the snack cart says the snack cart, and the drink cart's behind me. Right, so right. Then he gets to me and he goes, "Would you like a snack or a drink?" And I said, "Actually, just could I get a club soda with a lime?" And he goes, and he points to the cart behind him like it's right there. He does that gesture, and I was like, "I go, hey man, there's no reason to be rude. I go, I was just asking you a question." He goes, "Oh, I'm tired of this crap." Like he acted like yeah. I had been riding him the entire flight, and I was like, "I didn't do anything to you, man." I said, "You know what? I need your name." I stood up and I said, "I need your name. You're being completely ridiculous." And he goes, "You can't have my name. I'm gonna have the pilot throw you out. I'm tired of this crap. Ever since 9/11, I was like, "Don't invoke 9/11 to me. Yeah. I know people that died at 9/11. Don't give me that crap." He goes, "I'm gonna get the pilot." I said, "Good. Bring him back here. I'd like to speak to the pilot about your behavior."
Right, and if you're calm when you do it,
yeah,
you know, can people fake being calm that weren't originally? Yes, but not usually.
Not usually.
So if you're calm, and you know, I just remembered what mine was about, and I'm, look again. There's been a lot of other situations you don't do anything, but these I'm proud that I did. I don't look at it like at any time when I did it, like Todd, you gotta let. No, I chose five times when there are limits, and the woman I knew this flight attendant up in, and this was in first class, so okay, thank you.
So anyway, oh, your story's better. Yeah. His was in coach.
No, well, because they're usually put the best of the best up there, where they, you know,
whoa,
they can.
Not just the best.
The best of the best.
I'm a cut above.
1% of the
I got it upgraded.
I'm not just the best. I'm the best of the best.
Wow. All the other best look up to me because I'm so best.
Not me.
Soda.
I was talking about
right
the flavor.
Sir.
Okay. Oh. Do you want two hot towels to go with your tour buses?
I listen. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Cross the line.
Got a lot of nerve.
Cross the line. Cross the line.
So anyway, she's very flippant with everybody. It's a weird energy, and you can tell. The woman behind me, she has to see her papers because she had a type of a service dog. So she has to see her papers, and then she did. She came back, and she showed them to the pilot.
Which I appreciate because I'm a little tired of the fake Zervas vest.
Right, but don't let that get in the way of the story. But I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But anyway, then she goes, oh, well, you're drinking alcohol? And like with that tone. And she goes, yes. She goes, oh, I just thought because of the medicine you were on. Because the dog is for a type of medicine she's on. But it wasn't. Don't, I know what you mean.
Right.
She goes, yes, at a certain time. So I believe that the woman did have a serious service dog. So like, what I mean is don't let that get in the way.
Sure.
That was not her job to do that, to go, yeah, I just, your papers don't match. And the fact that she was mean to everybody else. So I sided the thing. That's the big difference. Otherwise, I know, you could hear that story and also go, good for her for calling her out on it. But no, that's not. And she was flippant to everybody. And finally, I did go up to the galley, you know, in that area. And I said, listen, I go, I got to tell you, like, it's bad. And I go, I have my few key phrases whenever I have to deal with it. I go, I don't believe the customer's always right. And you know that's true. I go, it's nothing. I don't have any, if I tell you anything she said, it's not going to be egregious. It's all tone. I mean, we all know that's, when you're angry, that's the most you're allowed to have. So tone is a lot. Let's not confuse tone. I go, but it's bad. So you know what they did? They took her out. This other woman apologized, and they took her out. They took her out of first class, and they put her in, and she switched into the back. But then she had to come over. I was like, okay. She goes, you know what happened? Her kid was sick, and you know what I say? Bull fucking shit. Bull fucking shit. I know the difference between a stressed person, and you know what? They'll usually acknowledge. I can still have empathy for her, but you got to go a little deeper. Right. I get it. You can have empathy for everybody. It's not a level of how this person got like that where I'm deeming whether they should get empathy or not. But, you know, it's a little easier to give it because if somebody really had a kid that was sick, I bet if you were throwing love at them, they'd take it more than they took it other days. Because I know I'm nice. It's not my opinion. I know I am nice. Right. I am kind. I am just out of my way to be kind, the way you're supposed to be, and that is the way I am. So she wasn't taking it. That's such an excuse. That's when I want to go, my dad died. I'm glad he did, because I know what it's like to deal with tragedy. No, I don't. You don't use it to, I could be mean to everybody.
Right.
Why couldn't I be? No. It's probably you're just at another level of, that's just, you just hate this fucking job.
Right.
That was the type of anger you had. You were fucking, just fucking sick and tired of it. That, and there's a big difference between that and my kid's sick. So keep her back in coach with the poor people.
Amen.
That's what I said. And I have my drummer with me.
On the flight.
Yes. I bring him everywhere.
Of course you got.
Then I go back in the first class. They came out for dessert. They go, would you like a frozen banana? I said, no, but I want a regular banana later, so all right. And Mitch Hedberg was flying next to me and stole that joke. And that's a true story. That is a true story. I remember the time me and Mitch were walking through the mall, and I saw the sign. It said escalator broke, and I go, I remember because I like cut my mouth because that would always make him laugh, and I went, shouldn't it say escalator temporarily stairs? And then he did it in his act. And I was like, I don't know if that's right. I remember the time we were eating Mexican food, and I said, you know, rice is good if you're hungry. And I said, I think I said you want 1,000 of something. And then he changed it to 2 or something like that. And then I was upsetting. You know, I remember the time.
Well, didn't you have that ant farm?
We had an ant farm, and they didn't farm a lot. And I said that. I go, my ant farm is not. I know that joke, but I don't know it enough to finish.
Did you
it.
Say, like, oh, yeah, those fellas weren't growing shit?
I said those fellas weren't growing shit, and then he took that.
So I went camping with him one time.
Is that true?
Yeah, I was camping with Mitch Hedberg, and we were sitting there in sleeping bags. I go, wow, these are like. Burritos for people, and then I see it on a special. Like, what an asshole.
No, this is true. Like, I remember one time, where were we? Because you were there at the pond. Oh, in Lake Arrowhead.
Right.
And Eric, this is me telling it, not Eric. And he goes, Eric had some bread, and all the ducks were coming over to him, but none of the ducks were coming over to Mitch. And he goes, I think their opinion on you is pretty much based on whether you have bread or not. And fucking Mitch throws it in his act.
Oh, wait, he used that?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know he used that?
I didn't know he used
oh,
that.
No, he totally used it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He totally used it.
Wow.
Well, wasn't there that time? It was your uncle, right? He was the manager of the Double Tree Inns, and he was telling you the story about how they got the name. Like, the original name for it was just going to be Tree.
This is literally one of the GMs at the Double Tree.
Yeah. They had a whole meeting. They had everyone meet, and the first idea was, well, should we call it Tree? And then everyone was like, no. What about... Well, maybe we could call it Double Tree. And everyone's like, yeah. And then they just said meeting adjourned.
And he took that. So,
but then, Mitch stole that from you?
I guess he stole it from somebody.
Wow.
Listen.
I used to live next door to Mitch Hedberg.
Is that true?
Yeah, and every time he'd play his music real loud, I would pound on the wall. And then all I'd hear is him going,
Go around.
Leo and Cameron.
A horrible placement. That's rude. King. So anyway, back to the flight attendant. God, I'm good. So this one just you know, we know who she's been, right. A tyrant. But you, now look, we're not going to do anything that isn't deserving. You know, right. You can't, if somebody does something wrong, you still have to be a human being and decent.
You know, like you saw her spitting food. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
we really upped the ante, bro.
Oh, yeah,
we did. We saw her spitting an old woman's food because
the old woman was being a little, you know, needed a lot of stuff.
She has to see someone's papers.
She has to see the old woman's papers. Yeah. And then we see her go, puh.
Yeah, and we're just like, this woman.
So you decide to deal with it, if I know the story, in a long way to have, in the most silly way, to punish somebody.
Right.
In the most silly way to go. So here's what you do. You wait. Where do you wait? Isn't there? Don't you go up? You're in first class.
So
right?
I'm in first class.
Now, can I say I'm going to change the age and everything. She's 61. And she looks good.
She's good. She's a good
she's
shape.
Like today, 61. You know, it's not. It's every age can be beautiful. It's true. But you're 30. Let's say you're 30.
32.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, and you're a businessman. You're in a nice fucking suit.
I'm in first class.
You're in first class.
I'm looking good.
And there's no one sitting next to you in the first class seat, which explains why later she sort of, once you really, you know, she sits down.
You know, I mean, she gets a break.
She's still leaning. She's not sitting, like, back, but she's, like, using the corner of the seat. You know, to still not say that I'm not, you know. So, go ahead. What happened?
That's a long flight. So, she's kind of... All the business of
the flight is
out of the way, and she's been kind of rude and snotty to everybody, and so she comes over to me and she's like, can I get you another drink? And I said, well, I wouldn't mind buying you one, too, if you had the time. And she's just like, kind of catches her off guard, because she's been in, like, I'm going to be mean mode. You ever caught someone, you're super nice and charming to them, and they're like, oh, they kind of take a step back, and in that moment, I see it in her eyes.
How about this? You love taking direction from me. I know
yes,
you do.
Whatever you want to do.
When she comes over, instead of that, because then you could say, well, maybe she got to put, you say she's a junior flight attendant. Are you one of the new junior flight attendants?
Oh, yeah. So can I get you a drink? Oh, sure. If you're one of the junior ones, right? Is this your first or second? Oh, stop it. I've been flying. Who would you... How long do you think I've been flying? I don't know. 3 years? 4 years? Oh, stop. I've been flying since 1986. And it's like, oh. Well, aren't I lucky to be on your flight? You know what I mean? those young girls don't even know what they're doing. No, they don't. I bet you a gal like you could teach somebody a couple things or two. Oh, stop it. What do you want in your drink? And she's just kind of like, oh, enough. Like, she's kind of like, okay, he's just being charming. He's just being coy. She comes back with a cocktail. I'm like, well, when do you get off work? You know what I mean? Oh, you know, well, we're just, oh, stop it. And I'm just like, so you girls have a quick turn? Because I know the lingo.
Yeah.
No, we're laying over tonight, and we're flying. Let's say we're flying into New York to San Francisco. Let's say we're in San Francisco. Where are you guys staying? Oh, kind of near downtown. Well, I know a great little lounge downtown. I'm actually staying down there. Oh, well, I don't know. I've been flying. So come on, you know, go back to your hotel, and we'll both get cleaned up, and we'll meet up for a couple of drinks. We'll talk about what's going on in both of our lives. I want to hear what you've got going on in your life, because you seem like somebody... that could tell me some stories, and I could learn a thing or two. Well, I'd like to teach you. Oh, boom. I got her on the rope when I hear that line.
Okay.
So we're out getting cocktails every nice time. She shows up in a nice, sexy outfit. She made the flight attendant outfit look good. So now you take away the uniform. Now she's really dressed up.
Right.
You know? And yeah. I get into a nice pair of slacks and a shirt. You know, evening slacks. Yeah. And... And we're talking, and there's cocktails going, and we're laughing. It's low music, low lighting. I pick a place where the lighting's great.
And at the end, don't you say, here's where I'm staying. If you want to think about it on your way home, come here's where I'm at. You don't even make her feel uncomfortable.
Don't even make her feel I go, you know, it's...
I'm going to take off.
I go, look, I got a business meeting in the morning. But I'm just saying, I don't want to be too forward. I don't want to insult you. But... You also seem like someone I could shoot straight with. I really like your company. And if you want to come up to my hotel room, here it is. And if you don't, no harm, no foul, and I hope to see you up in the friendly skies another time. And she's she said, you know, I don't
She says, I don't feel comfortable with that, but you could come up to my room.
Whoa.
Well, guess what?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going up the room. We're giggling in the elevator. We're close talking. I'm whispering into her ear. And she's like, oh, giggle, giggle, giggle. And, you know, and she's just like, I don't normally do this. I say, I know. I know you don't. And that's what I'm excited to see. And she just stops and looks at me like, was wide-eyed, like, oh, game on. She's like, you know, I haven't done this in a while. And I said, yeah, but I'm sure you remember. She's like, oh, I do. And she unbuttons one of my buttons.
Ooh.
I've got a nice collared shirt to go with the evening slacks. We get into her place, and she's just like, oh. And she goes, let me find some music, you know, and I got my iPhone, and I pull out a sexy jazz Miles Davis Pandora channel, you know, and we're playing some smooth jazz, and she's like, oh, my God, this song brings me back.
I can't believe you go over to the piano. Like, this guy knows how to play the piano. Is that true?
So we're listening to some jazz music on my Pandora, and I think she goes, you know, they upgraded me to this nice suite. There's a whole nother room. And we go in there, and I said, oh, is that a piano? So I shut down the Pandora, and then I start tickling the keys.
She's sitting where? At the end of the... Where's she sitting? At the end of the piano bench with you?
Well, first, she's just kind of taken aback. She's like, wow, and Andy plays the piano?
What?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right. I get it.
So I'm starting to play the piano, and I just say... I don't know, and she's like, who is that? I go, it's John Lennon, it's Imagine. It's just sort of me imagining two people meeting at 30,000 feet in the air. And sometimes there's just magic that happens at 30,000 feet. And imagine all those people that you come in contact with every day in your job as a flight attendant. That's not an easy job. Oh, honey, I know, sits at the side of the bench. And I just, maybe I'm a dreamer, but I think the two people meeting on a metal tube going 700 miles an hour, 30,000 feet off the deck, it sounds crazy, but imagine if a real connection happens. She starts unbuttoning my shirt. She goes, oh, I can imagine.
So she's the aggressor here.
Now she is.
Whoa.
She sees a man in a nice collared shirt and evening slacks, as I said earlier.
With a nice collared shirt.
A pressed, tight collared shirt.
Well, I know it's a good one, too.
It's crisp.
Yes.
You know what a crisp shirt is?
Yes.
Iron to the T. Sitting on a plane still holds its crispness. Right? But I'm in a fresh shirt because I went back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But even if you weren't.
Even if I weren't, this shirt would hold.
You get these
coast to coast.
Coast to coast. Okay.
She's like, starts unbuttoning my shirt while I'm playing. She's like, what's that cologne? I said, it's just me.
Oh, by the way, can I interrupt? I've tried that, the audacity that I've tried that when people ask me. I do like what I wear because I heard it smells clean. That's why I wanted to wear it. It's gendarme. People go, what smells clean? Which to me is better than what's a compliment. So for a while, because I thought I'm telling the story too much of how I came about it, people would say, what is that? And I go, it's just this soap I have. They're like, really? Because then it looked like I was insulting them. It's soap. Right. Yeah, I soap up. I wanted to insinuate that, oh, this is just my smell.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the piano. She's sitting right on the edge there, unbuttoning your
unbuttoning
shirt.
Unbuttoning my shirt.
Yeah.
I'm like... Take a sip from my drink.
Get to the bedroom. Ooh, yeah.
A couple cocktails.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurry. You're right. Let's take our time.
Let's get a couple cocktails.
Let me hear that cocktail. Wow. So you're playing with one hand now?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I always got a hand free for the cocktail.
Oh, let me hear more of it. I can't get enough of that cocktail. But
just like, oh, wow, you keep yourself in
put some reverb in his cocktail. And really turn the volume up on his cocktail.
You keep yourself in great shape.
Oh, shit!
That's right, I do, sweetie.
It's such a party.
There you go. I say, you know what? Maybe we ought to take these cocktails into the bedroom.
Whoa.
Because you know what? You are the only one, and I imagine. So now we're in the bedroom. She's like, let me take care of some business. Ooh. She gets in the bed. She starts taking off her clothes, and she's got a nice body. She's got some lacy, sexy underwear. She's
nice. Like,
I go, that's sexy underwear. She goes, I don't wear this on the flights. Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Now we're not at work anymore.
Right, right.
But we're about ready to go to work.
Right.
I mean that for sex. Did you understand what I meant?
Yeah, sure. When I say go to work, we get it. We're a hip show.
Oh,
We're not like another show that you might be on. They go, oh.
What do you mean by work? Like you're going to help fix her bed or something? No, I'm going to fix her bed. Whoa. Again, well, this is the sex part again. Did you understand where we're at?
Sure, okay. I understand. So anyway, you go back. Is there any, by the way, and I don't mind stopping a bit, because do you want any ambient noise? There's really no ambient noise. You're in the bedroom, right?
Well, you know what? Here's what I do. When the piano stops, then we go right back into my Pandora. I don't miss a beat.
Wow. So you put some stuff on Pandora. Yeah. Isn't it true you put the same song on Pandora?
Absolutely. It's the exact same song.
Why is that? Is that just because that song is scoring the night for you?
Yeah, it's just seamless. So I stop playing and boom, Pandora's playing. She's like, oh my God, your Pandora knows. I go, no, I do. So she's in bed. She's in the sexy lingerie. And she's just said, I gotta be honest, I've been dreaming about you since we were over Denver. And I said, I've been dreaming about you over me since New York City.
Whoa, that's a little bit of a line.
That's a good line.
Yeah.
But you gotta understand, Don, we're about four, deep cocktail.
Wow, that's this. If you stop there, that's a great night.
Yeah, that's a great night. It's a great night.
Five ain't gonna kill you.
Five ain't gonna kill you.
But you know what? Just stop at four, and that's where you both are at.
Perfect.
Right.
Five might. Six.
Why creep into that area of doing just four?
Sloppy,
is like
weird.
Yeah, four is like stop there, and it's only gonna be special.
It's only gonna be special.
Right.
So. So. And she goes, my shirt's already off. And she goes, when are you going to take off those pants? I said, I'll be right back. So I go into the bathroom, take off my evening trousers, my night slacks. And I say, and I come from the other room. I say, I go, close your eyes. She's like, ooh. I go, yeah. She goes, what do you bring me? I go, it's going to be nice and warm. And her eyes are closed, and I come out. And spray her with cold seltzer water. She's like, oh my God. I go, yeah, that's what you get for making fun of that old lady. I saw her spitting her food. This is my spit for you. She goes, why would you do this? I said, be nicer next time.
Why can't you be sweet to people?
Just be nice. If you would have been sweet, you'd be getting it right now. And she looks at me and she says, you know what? You're right. And I kiss her on the forehead.
And you have a beautiful, because the type of guy you are, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful. And I say, I just needed you to learn. She goes, sometimes I need to learn the hard way. And I said, you're about to.
I love a happy ending. Seriously, I love a happy ending.
You know, we've never done a happy ending on this one.
Shouldn't we? We can make it anything we want.
We can make anything we want. So we made our point. We got a little revenge, but she actually learned from it. And then I was able to, you know, she had a nice time.
Yeah.
And then you know what? The next morning over breakfast, she's telling me, you know, tells me why things have been tough. And she goes, I shouldn't have done that. And you know what I mean? That's not my best self, and
she actually, the word out on the street is, if I'm correct, that if you saw her today, you'd be like, I can't believe it's the same person.
Yeah, and I saw her 6 months later on a flight, and she was being nice and sweet and kind, and she just leaned over and she said,
Thank you,
that night.
I figured.
That night, you don't owe me anything. I said, thank you so much, you really helped me I needed to see like where the path I was going.
It took the seltzer water.
The seltzer water did it.
Took the seltzer water. Psh, do it again. Right the second, right before. Go 5 seconds back when you're still being sweet. Remember, this is the woman that spit in an old woman's salad. Now that we know the end, that's good. But let's not, you know, let it not ruin to go back and do it even meaner. She spit. Oh no, that's not what she did. The little girl said she, could I please use the bathroom? And she said, piss in your pants. Get out of first class, squirt.
Yeah.
How do you do that to a little kid? Now we go to this person.
Her eyes are closed, and I come on and go, I got something for you. And I said, she goes, what is it? I go, this is for the little girl. You're all wet, just like she had to piss her pants. How would you like that? And then she says, I'm sorry, and we have a nice night.
And then you have a nice night. Isn't it? You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, everybody. That's right. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Out of my blue suede shoes. You can knock me out, step on my face, slander my name all over the place. You can do anything that you want to do. But come on, boom, doop, 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 doop. Want to know what you have to look forward to for the after show?
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red, purple, green.
That's it. That's going to be on the after show. People now go, what does he do with it? What does he do?
Red, yellow, green, red, blue, 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 red.
That's all you get. You want to hear the after show?
I do.
It's next week, I think. But we're going to use this after show somewhere. Oh, no, we're not in the after show. We have an after show coming up after you leave.
Got it.
We're going to miss the fuck out of
here. God damn it. Good run, though.
Listen. Now, I think I could do... Let's see. What can we do? Well, I want to play the dump cake thing, but James Adomian is mad. Because we all do impersonations, and he goes, you have to do it. You do everything else because we make it look so easy. Like, we do Arnold, and he's like, oh, fuck it. Oh,
it's not get the chopper.
It's not the chopper. Get to the chopper.
Who's your daddy? What
so we do impersonations on the show. And he's mad because we do them good. So we do. You do some, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Who do you do? He's going to be so mad, but I love impersonations. I can't help it. I love when people get it spot on. He goes, well, Todd, you know, it's... Your show makes it look like it's so easy. It makes me look like... I'm like, well, it's not my job, James, to not do impersonations because we have them... Because it's an ability we have.
That's not
who do
our
you do?
Hook.
It's not right. It's not our hook. I'm sorry. We just do it fucking around. We're like shitting around.
We're just shitting around?
Yeah, who do you do?
I do a couple different people.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah.
They're easy, right?
Just bang them out.
Yeah, what do you... Let me hear who you do.
Hey, George Bush here.
Shut up! Nah, do it for real. Don't play a recording. But I love when you got bits... I love when you have bits planned out with John Bram Wagner. But that fucking... Do them for real, though.
Okay, I'll just do it right here.
Do George Bush. Now, don't play George Bush, okay? Please. Go ahead.
George Bush here.
What? I just said don't play. Is that...
That's me.
That's
me.
Really you.
I'm
say, okay,
right.
Then repeat what I say. Hey, everybody. I'm George Bush. Todd Glass show is great.
Hey, everybody. I'm George Bush.
What?
The Todd Glass show was great.
Oh, James is so mad. Hey, everybody. Oh, I wouldn't guess I could prudent. Do it, too. It wouldn't be prudent.
Not going to do it.
Nuclear. Nuclear. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Not gonna do it.
Wow, that's an easier one than I thought.
Yeah.
That one's really easy to do. Not gonna do it.
Yeah.
Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
That's
you know who's easy to do?
Misunderestimate.
Wow.
Oh, you're doing George Jr. there.
Oh, yeah. They're all easy.
Yeah, I was doing both of them.
You ever do the old school ones, like before our time even? You do like Ralph Cramden. Alice!
Oh, yeah.
Alice!
Oh, that's amazing.
Alice!
That's fantastic.
Alice, you know that I know that you know that I know that you know I know you know I know. Right. Alice!
That's spot on.
One of these days, Alice. One of these days what?
One of these days what?
What are you going to
really
do?
Really going to punch
Take
your
care
wife?
Care of yourself? Why was that okay in 1950? There was a different time to punch your wife. And here's the defense of it. It was insinuating punching. It's a big fucking difference.
Yeah,
you know why?
That's what abusers do.
Can I tell you something? Thank you. And I'm going to go back to say it every time. It doesn't have to be disrespectful to him to think that something was caught up in its time. And people are so quick to go, it was a different time. You know how I know it wasn't? Even if one fucking person back then knew. you know, what they would call maybe a professor or a weirdo. Back in that time, we'd go, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. And back then, can you imagine knowing that? Somebody did. Yeah. So that means it was doable. It was doable.
There's probably an article that was written about, hey, this is, he's saying it's okay to punch his wife.
And everybody thought, you know, it's not punching.
Oh, it's a comedy.
You know what? So you know what? That's so funny because I agree.
Well,
I agree. Graham, that doesn't mean he still couldn't have been brilliant.
Graham, don't you do a good John Wayne?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you do it.
Hey, pilgrim. Hey.
Well, listen here, pilgrim. Well, listen here, pilgrim.
Wow, yours is great.
No, I mean, they're easy. Just go here. All you listen here. Hey, Ob James Adomian. Listen here, pilgrim.
Wow. I'm Jimmy Stewart.
I'm Jimmy Stewart, too.
Oh.
I'm Jimmy Stewart.
I'm Jimmy Stewart.
I'm the real Jimmy Stewart.
No, I'm Jimmy Stewart.
No, I'm Jimmy Stewart.
I'm
Jimmy Stewart.
Well,
I'm Mr. Smith. I'm going to watch.
I'm Jimmy Stewart.
Zozo's pedals.
I'm Jimmy Stewart.
Everybody gets their wings when you hear a bell.
Well, I guess so.
So easy. I guess it's embarrassing. I guess I see what he means.
Ah, Jimmy Adobian's always crying about something.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I always, you know. But I don't have to do anymore. There is one more I wanted to do, but I feel like I'm just being disrespectful.
What? Do it.
It's Bernie Sanders. I mean, his is fucking amazing. I don't know why he goes to.
This is amazing.
His Bernie Sanders is the top 1% of the top 35% of the 1% great impressions.
Everybody gets college.
The free college.
Oh, we must not dissipate in our understanding.
College will be free.
Of how good is impersonation.
Pizza will be free.
Big Pharma.
There'll be a free salad bar at every school.
The big banks.
There'll be a free salad bar at every school. And we will let everybody play pinball for free. And the people of a skateboard park in every house. Oh, 2% of the 1% of the 2%. We could build a skateboard park of 2% of the 1% of the 2% of the 2%.
Sometimes it is necessary to talk with your hands while you say every syllable
this
in your sentence.
This is Bernie Sanders.
To make a good
this point. Is Bernie Sanders. Oh, Bernie. Is Arnold Schwarzenegger on the line, on the phone? Those are Bernie Sanders. 1% of the time Arnold Schwarzenegger calls in. Arnold, is this you?
Shut up, Bernie Sanders. Get out of the plane.
Oh, 1% of the 2% of the 1% of the 2% of the 2% of the 1%.
Bernie, it's not a tumor.
1% of the 2% of the 1% of the 2% of the 1%. 2% of the 3% of the people, 4% of the time. Free college. Free college.
Bernie,
I don't think every kid should have free college.
Crush your enemy, sees him driven before you in his lamentation of the women.
2% of the 1%. 2%. I love that they're not even interacting with each other. It's just doing all because all their impersonations are so bad that all they can do are the tag phrases. Because if you're not like, and we do it with Everybody Love Raymond. If I just said to you, who's this? Oh my God, I love egg salad sandwiches. But if I go, Deborah,
right,
Deborah.
The even worse one is when you it's if you were just like, hey, I want everybody to do this thing, you don't know who it is. When you go, hey, I hate this one. Hey, George Bush here. And it's like, oh, you just so that's how right, you do. That's the impression is just say who it is.
Right.
I'm Reagan. Oh, yeah. Reagan.
Well,
knock those water, take those solar powers and knock them off the roof. Well, they're already there, Mr. President, and we're saving money, so we'll just leave the ones that are up there, but we won't bother putting any more money into that type.
Right.
I don't like the message it gives.
Take them down, even the ones that are up there already. Oh, he was a fucking fool.
Yeah, he was dumb.
He was a baby.
He was dumb.
Baby. He was a baby at best. The kindest thing you could say, oh, he was a baby.
Right.
Here's what a sane person says. Oh, Mr. President, should we leave the solar powers that are already up there and they are saving us money? It is documented in the White House Accounting Department. They are saving us money and put zero into any more of that. Just is that what you're basically saying? I just want to be clear. No, knock this shit down that's up there. Oh, you're a dumb fuck. Yeah. You're a dumb fuck. You're not a forward thinker. So you can put a Band-Aid on our economical problems. But anyone that is that ass backwards cannot put a long term. If you're not brilliant in other areas, you're not brilliant financially, you can put a Band-Aid on it. But you have to be socially brilliant to do anything relevant financially. Right. And that is the problem that a lot of people don't see. They vote outside of what their social beliefs are, thinking that, well, maybe he'll fix the economy. He could put a Band-Aid on it. But if he's not socially fucking brilliant, he doesn't have our answer to our economical problems either. Our social problems are our economical problems. And if you could convince people what it costs to be hateful, how many people you fuck with their heads because you're hateful, if you realized how much it cost you, I bet you would be nice if it wasn't from the kindness of your heart, from your fucking wallet. Because believe me, your hatred is costing you more than you fucking know. More than you fucking know. You're so hurt. That group's taking. Your hatred is taking. You fuck with a lot of people's brains and it cost us fucking money. And that's just not a fucking line. Your hatred is costing us money, and that's not cute. And it's real, and it's solid, and it's not to be debated. Hatred costs us fucking money.
People, James Adomian's so mad.
Ah, because you should put the hatred in the money, and the 2% the 1% the 4% the 4% the. Guess who I'm doing? I'm not going to. I want you to honestly guess.
Frank Sinatra.
Barney Fife.
No.
Carol Burnett.
Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
It's Carol Burnett. I knew it was Carol Burnett.
Listen, I'm exhausted from doing that, which is embarrassing, because I don't know if the world needs it. Well, no, the rant was good.
Right now, what the world needs.
The rant was good. I was right.
Sasha,
by the way, it made sense, and it came out clean. That's why I kept going, and I appreciate you letting me.
Our difference of you, the Todd Glass
North Carolina?
Who's that?
Will win the Sweet 16?
I was just the president of the United
States. Sarah Silverman.
He's doing Donald Trump. Oh, we could all do Donald Trump.
Obama.
My daughter. I was doing Obama. My daughter's.
Hey, I got a lot of things to say right now. They're very bigly. Y'all need to listen to everything. I'm hearing a lot of good things about the things I'm about to say.
Hey, did you hear they did a test of Donald Trump? No, you know my. I got nothing. Listen. Well, we just did impersonations. I shouldn't act like we didn't do anything. That was a funny bit.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, but what we just forget about with that a bit. That bit was just about 5 minutes. Pure joy. I know what I'm doing. Listen. You ever hear that thing? I want to be a millionaire. It's a guy who talks positive.
I deserve a good cup of coffee.
Listener sent this in.
Not just what those broads down at the office can make on their hot plates.
Jonathan.
I deserve the best cup of coffee in the world. Tomorrow.
Jonathan. Uh-huh. He said we cut it off too early sometimes. Because I got business in the room to do. I can't cut to these Jonathan. I met Jonathan and his friend in Vancouver. They came up to me after a show and they played that. And I remembered it. They go, I sent you the call. I go, yeah, we know that one. That's such... because it's so... I deserve a good cup of coffee.
It's my birthright.
It's my birthright. It's so ridiculous. Jonathan, thank you. Shut the fuck up.
You fucking shit.
Jonathan. Oh, he's so needy.
We'll play the whole thing one day.
Yeah, we'll play the whole thing one day. Okay, listen. So Dump Cake, do you want to try to play it? Do we get it?
Yeah.
It's a new thing for Dump Cake?
Can we watch it?
Hold on.
It's new from Kathy Mitchell.
Leo and Cam.
What? Connor's here from D.C., everybody.
Connor
used to work at the D.C. Improv.
Oh.
Make him feel at home.
How about
yeah.
it, Connor? Hey, the D.C. Best, Improv.
The friendliest staff on the planet. No bullshit.
Good stuff.
Just a lot of love at the D.C. Improv.
Good stuff.
And Connor used to be one of those people that every time you went there made you feel
nice.
Like you were at home.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's a friendly club.
Right? Oh, it is. It's
the
best. It's
the best. I never worked it.
Well, let me tell you something. Neither did I. Fucking unbelievable over there. No, everything I said was true. I have a great affection for that club. What are we doing?
We have the original Dump Cake from Kathy Mitchell.
Oh, no. I mean, it's always a pleasure to hear it. You want to hear it more?
Can we get it on the screen? Can we watch
no,
it?
No, we can't, but I'm going to be able to soon. And I have a bigger TV in the other room.
I want to come back then when the screen...
Oh, I have a bigger TV.
What an asshole. Flat screen makes you special.
In my other room?
I mean, I don't think you guys are... Hold on. You guys
are
being...
more than one room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Brad, when you join in, I think it hurts it. No, I mean people get... Because you just feed to it.
What is that?
I didn't do anything. It sounded like I was saying...
No, I have a bigger one in the other room. Oh.
I've got TVs in all of my big,
you know,
fancy
rooms. They're just show-off because you're here.
Yeah.
I'm not... That's not even bragging.
Oh, wow.
I've got a TV.
They're old TVs. They're old TVs.
Oh, they're old.
That's
I'm
ultra
retro.
High definition.
Oh, old school.
No, I don't mean old retro.
Back in the day, I get money.
You guys are totally overreacting. Oh. You're overreacting.
No, this is my old one from 2016. I have a 2017 one in the other room. Oh.
Every 3 months, I buy a new TV because they're old.
I didn't know. That's you. Put you can't make fun of me on shit you make up, Graham.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been 4 months.
So that we'll play the dump cake and then,
Well, here's my suggestion. I got to see dump. I got to break.
Can I tease you? And you can't say no to this. I know you won't. Because let me play it and you tell me when to stop.
Okay.
I'm serious. And do me a favor. Don't do this. Don't think, well, if I tell him to stop 5 seconds in, if you're like, and because, by the way, I might feel the same way. I'd be like, oh, because it does help to see it. But it might be so full of shit that it might just be okay to hear.
All right. Let's
here
do
we
it.
Go.
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new dump cake cookbook. Forget measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes.
Now, hold on. Let's stop for a second.
Hold on.
Forget measuring. Because what? For those people, the pesky measuring?
Yeah, that just like things to taste correctly?
Now, can I tell you something? I don't like measuring either. But I don't need this dumb cake. I'll buy a pre-made cake.
Yeah, if you don't like measuring,
buy a pre-made
you're
cake.
There's people that bake and people that don't. The people that don't probably don't want to measure, so they're just going to buy a fucking pre-made cake.
Yeah, well, you don't need to pretend.
That's not the problem.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah.
The cake they make. I know you want people to come over and it does look good. I get it. I'm all in the presentation. So half of me gets it, but fuck it. For this bit, I don't care.
My girlfriend likes baking. She's precise. She measures it. She scrapes off the flour on the thing.
Wow, that's hot. Talk slow.
Oh, yeah. Scrape off.
Yeah. How long have you guys been dating?
48 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you wear your night slacks when she makes it?
Oh yeah, I get into some night slacks. Get in my baking night slacks.
All right. So listen, let's go back to what we're doing here. What was it?
Dump cake.
Dump cake. Okay, hold on. I know I got the volume lower. Hold on. Don't turn it on yet. So this is a dump cake. I was criticizing myself because I'm somebody who likes. Yeah, I'll buy a store bought cake. You know what I'll do? Mm-hmm. I'll buy a store bought cake and then I'll sprinkle some brown sugar on the top and replate it. That's it. I don't have to.
Right.
You know, unless you like it. I guess if you like it, but this show.
If you like cooking, you're going to like measuring.
Right. And by the way, you know what they're saying on here a lot? It's any effort at all. It's not like I get it. I'm a lazy guy. That's why I'm saying I'll buy a store bought cake.
I don't want to.
I'm admitting it. I get everything she's saying. I don't want to measure. It's exhausting to me. But also, the difference between me and this infomercial is then I buy a store bought cake, not them. Everything it involves. Are you tired? Do you not want to do this? Are you fucking, do you want a cake and you don't want to do anything at all? Yeah, me too. I bought it.
Just fucking buy it. Yeah. Stick it in your fucking face.
Then you got this ad.
Desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake.
All right.
For delicious desserts every time, guaranteed. Watch this.
Do you still have to clean up?
Dump on your favorite cake mix and then finish with a can of soda. Or you can use
Diet for guilt free.
It's the nerve, worst
the nerve,
thing.
The nerve.
The nerve.
Diet. Guilt free. Pour on a can of soda. Why don't you just belch and then record it?
It sounds disgusting. It sounds like something that like stoned college kids would still not want to eat.
And she's a presentable woman. She's look. If you
it's
saw
fucking
her,
unbelievable. She's if you saw her, you if you saw her and she came up to you and you'd think she probably knows how to bake.
Yeah, by
like,
the way,
she probably
I bet
spends time like she's the kind of person like you'd go to a dinner party at her house and she would have spent all day marinated the night before.
Sure. Yeah, there's a reason they hired her.
Yes,
she's you trust her. She looks like someone. Yes. There's a lot of love. So that, and then she sells this thing. I don't know. Hey, maybe there's a side of me that thinks God bless her, but it's so full of shit. It's all like, are you tired? The soda. Pour a soda in there. Hey, why don't you put a little shit in there while you're
at it? What
who cares? Why have any barriers? Pour a soda in there. At that point, aren't you giving up?
What are you just like?
We're supposed to
half of
pretend
a can-
it's well, cake and it might be healthy, but it's like pour soda in there.
Take
and
a donut and chew up some of it and spit it into the bowl and cook it. Wolf.
I wish I wouldn't have said put a little shit in it. I wish I would have said what you said instead of that. Because that's clever without just going right to shit. So for the people that are listening, which I hope is everybody. Sometimes I hope it's nobody. You put, what did you say?
Take a donut, chew up some of it, and then just spit it in there.
Yeah, why not? Well, what?
That way you can eat a donut twice.
Yeah.
Like, what? What? The fuck are you talking about,
lady? And by the way, and then if it's not far enough already, that we have some civility in this selling of this this cake mix. Have some civility. Have some, you know, you can be an ad that like goes a little. Some ads exaggerate the truth, and you were willing to accept that as a society. We get it, or at least they show it at its goddamn best.
Right.
So if they're going to show you a 7-Eleven in a commercial, they show you the best one. At least it exists.
Right.
And I think we're okay with that, which I think is very nice of us. That yeah, this, but this is saying no. We're going to show you.
Garbage.
Yeah, garbage. Oh, wait, hold on. I got a little lost.
Sorry.
You don't have to be apologized. That they're going to exaggerate it so much that it's like, you know, just, oh, I hate when I get lost.
It's all right.
It's not.
Let's listen to some more.
Okay.
Pre-dessert. Then just bake it in the oven for a delicious raisin peach dump cake. Oh, so
what?
Scrumptious. Look, your kids will devour this s'mores chocolate cake in a skillet. And easy? Here's the cake mix. Just dump on the good stuff. Chocolate chips, marshmallows.
I think we talked about this before, but I think it's fair to bring it to the table, and I apologize for getting lost before. It's all good. Dump, did anybody think, or do they know what they're doing and we don't? But like, let's not have dump in the title.
Yeah,
of the
nobody
food.
Involved in this process but, has ever heard the term take a dump.
Yeah.
So nobody. Not the crew, or, not the writers, nobody.
Or they did, but they don't care. They went, yeah, we know it. That's why it's going to be popular.
Yeah, because
they're smarter than us, maybe.
Because they're like, our demographic knows that if they eat this, they're just going to fucking shit it back out, so we're going to sell a million of these things. I don't know what their logic is over here.
Right. We're so also giving them free publicity now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So there we go. So
it's a great product.
Thank you. I like it, by the way. They are. What did you say?
They're a sponsor.
They're a sponsor. I didn't want to say
fantastic.
Anything.
Fantastic.
They
even chocolate.
Go ahead, hold on. What, Duncan?
Bacon.
I was going to say, they've abandoned the whole premise of not having to measure, because if you have to buy an entire box of cake mix, that's a measurement.
Yeah, so you're taking
one box of cake
right.
mix.
You're taking a cake
mix. That's still
mix.
A measurement.
Exactly.
Why the soda? Like you want? That's what I was trying to say.
Or a soda, yeah. Like you still need one can of soda to make it. Like that's a measurement.
Yeah, but you don't have to measure. Yeah, but
yeah,
they're
you need
saying
ingredients.
Yeah, you need ingredients already pre-measured, which I get. Like those services that deliver food at your door. You know what it is? It's
right.
the presentation. It's the way they talk about it. Because like I've once said, I use the word, it's a dump in with a hard D.
Yeah.
Dump it in. Hey, lighten your voice. You know, dump that in. Well, dump it in. Dump, 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 dump. You know where Lone Ranger, and this is true, you know where Lone Ranger used to take his trash? Titty dump, titty dump, titty dump, 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 titty dump, titty dump, titty dump, 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 titty dump, titty dump, titty dump, 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 titty dump, titty dump, 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 titty dump, titty dump, titty dump, 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 titty dump, titty dump, titty dump, 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 titty dump, titty dump, titty dump, 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 titty dump, titty dump, titty dump, 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 wow, I like the reverb, Aristotle.
It's good stuff.
So going back to the dump cake, go ahead.
Ah, the best dessert ever. Now, here's one of my favorites. Just dump syrup, sugar, cinnamon, and nuts in a pan.
Now, pause it.
That sounds fucking horrifying.
Well, or if it's at its best, pour cinnamon, sugar, peanuts in your mouth.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I think those things are pretty good all by themselves. Yeah. Put a little few peanuts. But what if you put, you'll repeat
does
that.
Does she have all those things in a package? In well, the box that,
no, I get it.
Because you have to measure.
No, she
the
just
sugar.
Chucks them in there.
She
that's
just chucks
the
them in there.
Throw it in.
Yeah, and this.
But
yeah.
When you buy the product, you open it up. Everything's already.
No.
No.
You. It's just the. I don't even think. What do you buy?
Okay, I'll tell you what she told you. Here's what you would buy there.
Oh, I thought it was like a cake mix that she sells. And
no.
You just dump everything.
No, there's no cake mix. It's all just recipes. It's all recipes. And a lot of
so
it is.
So you do have to measure shit.
No, you don't. I'll tell you why. Because they do it in a way that, like, they're sort of doing what I do. They're doctoring existing food, but going one step further and pretending they're making it. You can do it once it's made. That's why I think it's easier. I really do. But maybe some people really like taking something out of an oven when they have people over. I get it. So, you know, I'll just go one step back. But anyway, yeah, because it's all pre-done the way they tell you to do it. In other words, like, let's say that to make that candy bar colossal cake, she calls it. You just get your favorite cake mix, and that means you get a banana cake mix. You don't have to measure it. You pour it in the pan, right? And then it says add water.
How much, though? An entire thing?
The entire thing.
So that's a measurement.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying – No. I'm saying that you don't have to measure.
Yeah.
It's pre-measured. And then the candy bars are a good question. Well, you got to measure. No, you don't, because they just – at your own – sprinkle it.
But on her thing, she goes, add syrup, add sugar.
It's just any amount, because it's any amount.
Yeah. Just any amount, so you can be 500 pounds.
I mean, tell you the truth, it's that bread is probably pretty delicious. Of course, you know why? Because, like I said, so if you take, it says take a pre-done cake mix, not a cake mix. Those muffins. That's what that is. It's a bundt pan.
Sure.
In the infomercial. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You take those. I'm going to go back to still what I think is funny about this, because I'm going to defend it and say it's good, but then I'll tell you what I make fun of. So take the bundt cake and you take the pre-done muffins and you put them all in the bottom of a bundt cake. Everyone's imagining that, mm-hmm. and you just go around in a circle. And then on top of that, you take some brown sugar and some syrup.
And you just dump it on?
Yeah, and you dump it on.
And a diet soda for guilt-free.
Yeah, guilt-free. Hey, you can sit on your ass all day. Pour diet soda on your head to do it guilt-free. And then you bake that. To be honest with you, forget about what's good and bad for you. It's going to be delicious. If you were at a restaurant that brought that out to your table, is the muffins pre-made or not that just came out of the oven with some syrup on top and some brown sugar, it's going to be delicious. Of course it is.
But and a candy bar in there and
look, if you saw what was in some things that you ate, if you had to list them. But it's the way they well, like if you went to an average piece of cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory when you got butter pecan cheesecake, there's all that shit. There's caramel. There's all that and butter pecan. Leave me tell you
but
something.
But they measure it.
Well, listen, this is measured too. It's just pre-measured. Are you guys fucking with me? You're just pre-measuring it. It is easier. That doesn't mean you can't have some finesse. Then it just, hey, dump it out. How about put it in the pan? That's all I'm asking, goddammit.
Shove it in the can.
Shove it in.
Shove it in cake.
Just shove it in cake. It's better. Dump cake. Are you tired of dumping and acting like you have to have some humanity in you? Gorilla cake.
Yeah.
Throw it at the wall, and then wherever it falls, add some spoons.
Who wants to fist fuck their cake?
Who wants to
fist fuck the cake? Just fist it in
Come
there.
Over and fist fuck a cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, are you tired of acting like you don't just trust your primal sexual actions and needs? Drop a cake on the floor and let everybody fuck their cock in it.
Yeah.
Girls, shove it in your vagina and then and let it rip.
Fuck cake.
Fuck cake. You'll love it.
Oh.
In some biscuits. Warm, sticky buns. Just like grandma used to make. You'll even get speedy mug recipes. Crushed pineapple, beautiful cake mix, 1 minute in the microwave, and yummy pineapple upside dump cake.
Yes.
It really is mistake-proof. You just dump and bake. I never knew homemade desserts could be this easy.
This
you
is a woman.
You don't need to spend hours to make homemade cakes.
No.
Get my dump cake cookbook today for only $10, and you too can make five-star desserts in a flash. But wait, call now and get my amazing dump dinner cookbook. Easily make meals
sure.
in minutes.
Why not?
Like my deeply delish pizza.
Mm. Okay, pause it. Try to act like you give a fuck a little. Mm-mm. You think we didn't hear that?
Nobody. The dessert thing, I can kind of see people going, okay, yeah, I want all those things. And I could kind of see all of the ingredients. You go, this sounds fun. And you put your own cookies into a mix. I get.
Personalize it. It's like a personalized pizza.
Sure. There's nothing you need to do to change pizza. Pizza's fine.
I'm
you don't
dying
need
to know
fucking
how she makes it. Though.
Dump pizza.
Yeah, dump pizza.
Yeah, you're not dumping. Like you have to have set amounts of things, or otherwise you're making a shitty pizza.
Yeah, and pizza's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, that's my point. So you're right. In the dessert, you sort of get it, but in the food, I'm going to go to say what I said before. Look, they know how to make roasted chickens over at the supermarket. So just go buy a pre-made chicken. Stop acting like you're in this
buy
recipe.
Buy a frozen pizza. It'll be better.
Right.
It'll be perfect.
Thank you.
Order a fucking pizza. They'll deliver it. It'll be hot. It'll be fresh.
Right, why not? By the way, that's I will always compliment the delivered pizza. And guess what? It's pretty good. Domino's is pretty fucking good. Am I wrong? Do you hate me for saying it? Okay, forget it. Listen, we'll move on. I'll lift this out.
The pizza recipe is buying a frozen pizza, but taking the dump cake, mushing it up, and dumping the dump cake on the...
Are you tired? Oh, let's do it. Ready? Are you tired of eating dessert and your dinner all separately if you're
too
in a hurry?
Long.
Too long. I have three kids, and by the time I eat my pizza, I don't ever have time for dessert. Then you'll love dumping your dessert on your dinner. Dump dessert dinner.
Dump dessert dinner.
And they have all these testimonials.
Oh, so great. We ate dinner and went into a coma in 12 minutes.
I never thought I could eat ice cream and spaghetti at the same time, but apparently I didn't know they weren't the meatballs. They have meat and spaghetti with the three clumps of...
Take a lasagna. One layer is cinnamon buns, the next layer is pasta. Put a salad in between for an extra course.
Ha ha ha! Have a guilt-free experience by letting it marinate in some Sprite Zero.
Yay! Put a napkin on the bottom so you wipe yourself when you're finished.
Every piece has its
purpose. Oh, thanks.
Oh, my God. I want to thank you some, but I can't.
Cook an over easy egg on the top so you can remember to have it for breakfast, too.
Breakfast!
Yeah, when the food falls to the bottom, breakfast is left on the plate.
Hey!
Make the eighth layer a cocktail. Why not?
Yeah. ravioli with gluten free cheesecake. No, I don't know. Spaghetti with the grated cheese is vanilla chips. I know it's harder. These are not good ones. That's why it's funny. I get it. I'm not stupid. You know, I'm not stupid. I know what's going on. I know a station identification if I ever heard one. God, I know how to produce a show. People are pissed off.
Don't even brown the beef. Dump in uncooked pasta.
Oh, I thought I did. That's embarrassing. Oh, my
After
God.
That,
did you hear about John Bram Wagner?
That was the last time we ever saw John
That was the last time we ever saw John Bram Wagner, and then the story wrote itself.
John Bram Wagner played those dumb cakes on top of an outro. He felt so ashamed that he got up, took his pants off, and walked through the curtain, which is a weird door to have in a recording studio, walked across Todd Glass's yard, got on top of his llama, and rode it into the sunset. We never heard of John Brad Wagner again. Tale says he made his way down to Baja, California. Rented out jet skis.
Oh, I love your playing the Shawshank theme. Fucking awesome.
Rented out jet skis. Heard a rumor that he lost one of his foot. I know you would call it feet, but in this story, it's a foot.
Doesn't he do a...
I heard maybe a couple years back that he started doing a podcast called The One Foot Brad Wagner in Baja. Everyone thought it was going to be exciting, like the new My Favorite Murder serial. Ended up being more ramblings about how Todd Glass chastised him for getting one sound cue wrong.
What happened to me? What's my story?
Todd Glass did the Todd Glass Show. It won many of the prestigious podcast awards.
Wow.
And then Todd Glass did what any good podcaster would do. Took a bag of blow and made it into a dump cake with a diet soda and a pound of cocaine. Put dynamite in and cooked it up and got high and blew his goddamn head off. His brains to this day are sprinkled all over the roof of his garage. And this was, he did it on a live stream. On Facebook Live. And right before it happened, the hashtag was get busy living or get busy dying.
Well... It's the Todd Glass Show with your guest, Graham Elwood, ladies and gentlemen. John Brad Wagner's on the soundboard. Connor from D.C. is here. Eric Olson's here. Graham Elwood is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, also here tonight are from Computer King. Computer King with Cameron and Leo. There you go. Duncan Carey's here. Aristotle's here. And we, ladies and gentlemen, God, I run a tight. I just have a way about me. I know how to do these things. We are going in for the close. But I know people are like, what's going to go on that late show? They want to know so bad. What
red, yellow, green, red, blue, red, purple, green, yellow, orange, red.
Oh, what do they do with it? It's not fair. We have to, I have to listen next week. Sure, people want to know. They want to know Johnny Colorado. They're going to want to, is it true that Johnny Colorado has his own jingle? Is it true?
Johnny Colorado.
That's weird. You're going to hear it on the late show, sure. And this was a great show. You know what it's like to hear, to get to have Graham Elwood, and then, whoa, what's going on the late show? How do we go to close? How do we go to close? Is there anything you want to ask me?
wow.
I know. I'll tell you what we do.
Lionel and Libby.
Oh, Libby's call. Oh, that's right. Libby has been on hold.
No.
Oh, actually, Libby is on the phone. Here's what's going to happen, everybody. And Graham, it was great having you here.
Thank you, man. Love doing it.
And, before we take this call from Libby, here's what's going to happen. I think we've done this before with Libby. Libby is at her
jazz club.
She's at the jazz club, and she's going to talk to us. And that's why I want to talk about this real quick so we can get her before she's performing. I think she's literally, like, less than 10 minutes away. I go, do you mind if I call you right before you go on like that? She's like, oh, you know, she doesn't care. It's my impersonation of her, so, you know, it's like, oh, that's all right. I don't care.
Right.
Is that?
She's easy breezy.
The way you sound more like Libby is if you hold your throat like this, and then it sounds more like Libby. Watch.
I can't do Libby's voice.
Oh, you can't do it?
No.
Oh. Okay, well, we'll get the real Libby there in a second.
I've talked to her a million times.
I know.
I've tried. I just can't do it.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Oh, we're down here. It's wonderful. No, that was jerky boys. Oh, sure. I used to do my grandmother, and it was like, I can do that easy. And I think there's some similarities, maybe. Right. How come you gotta go to the store? Can't you get me something?
Well, that's great, because I hear the Philly in that.
Yeah, I'll get something. Well, I'll take you to the store, you'll get something. This is when she was like 75 or 80. You know what's funny? My mom's 75, and she doesn't have old person voice.
Hmm.
My mom does, I just noticed.
Oh, it's sad. You know why my mom doesn't have it? Because I go, watch it. I go, I play younger on television. You gotta, you know, I think it's probably because she quit smoking. But I thought about that because it's something you do think about, and we're joking about it. But also, there's the serious side of it where the quality of their voice might change as they get older. I don't think like a lot of things that happens as young as it used to. But I think my mom quitting smoking 10 or 15 years ago has definitely have a lot to do with it. You know?
Yeah.
But still, when she leaves messages. You know, she doesn't. But it's like my joke about the old guy voice. It's like, hello. That's what we used to do when we were, like, that's a 50-year-old. I'm 50, you know. I'm going Kazarai here, going to my act. So anyway, that's what Don Rickles was told by Johnny Carson. He goes, one time I go, that must mean something. He goes, are you going Kazarai? And Rickles goes, I'm not going to my act. I'm like, wow, all the other comedians, that's for a very small group of people to appreciate. Like, yeah. Oh, he's probably dipping into his act a little. It's beautiful to watch it. So anyway, so Libby is we're gonna talk mm-hmm. to Libby on the phone, and then she's gonna put the phone down and we'll hear her perform.
Great.
So it's not the best quality in the world, but it's from her phone. And you know what? Last time it sounded better than I thought.
She's got a great voice.
We actually put a little reverb on this end on it.
Okay, I love it.
But she's got a lot of reverb anyway.
Well, the acoustics of that jazz club. I was just down there. Lionel kind of redid it a little bit. Looks like that's
it
nice.
Looks nice.
Yeah, it's real nice. He did a real nice job.
Do you know they're making money?
He turned it around, and I think it was Libby's sing. I mean, this is the crazy thing. When she said, I'm going to start singing at Libby's, I was like, this is the- Remember, you and I talked about it. You called me up. You're like, Graham, I'm worried about this Libby-Lionel relationship.
I was worried about it, but I'm not worried about it anymore.
It's fantastic. They're happy.
How many shows does she do a week?
She does like seven. Seven shows a week. She takes one day. She loves it. I've never seen her more happy.
Well, they have on the stage, it's almost like a set. And they have, like, I think there's, like, a little, if I remember correctly, like, a little kitchen table. And she does some of the songs from there. But then there is a more typical stage where she'll stand in front. Even then, they have a stool.
It's almost like you're watching, like, it's like this.
The band is up there. The band.
Oh, my God.
These are tight jazz musicians. And they hired them. And they're good for them because people come out.
And the thing about that, like, a couple of the jazz guys were, like, really, and they were struggling for work, and Lionel found guys that like needed the gig.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Can
about
I tell
it.
You why though? Another reason I think that it worked is because like at first when I thought have three instruments, and then there's a lot you can do with three instruments. At first I thought, to be honest, eight. I think if there's eight, there's nine. Certain nights was a little much, but you know what? There's something about it. You're in there, and people pay.
Well, she pumps the band like she. Really gets that band moving, and they play off each other. I've never seen anything like it.
Is the kitchen still open to the showroom?
Yeah, the kitchen still. Yeah, it is. And I've seen her. I've seen her go off of the guys in the kitchen, and then to the band. Like the whole room is moved.
Oh, I don't
turn it around down there, but they really need to.
I don't want
to
picture the kitchen. This is the bit I'm making up. There's no kitchen to the showroom. It's perfect. Why not? Why do we have? Why can't we make it perfect? By the way, I worked a club where they had to. Don't give me. No,
I don't
anyway,
need to rush. I mean, I thought you said that she had 10 minutes to stage.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. She's on hold.
How dare you?
We're running out of time.
We're running out of time. So anyway, we're gonna take the call from Libby and then I wanted people to know what's going on down there, and then what did I do? Am I okay?
Yeah.
Is everything good?
Todd is great.
No.
Todd
well,
is great.
No, we don't have
Todd
time.
Is
we don't
great.
Have time. Libby. Oh. Libby?
Hey, hello, Todd.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Lionel, the phone smells a little mustardy.
Oh, well, why? Does he get mustard on it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. He makes his sandwich. He makes his sandwiches and then he talks on the phone.
Oh, well, hey, I heard that you're doing great. That's been selling out. How many does it hold, Libby?
The club, I think it holds up to 400. I'd have made it 5. But I think 400 is nice.
Oh, I love that it's so successful. And it's been crowded every night?
We've been having great shows. He redid the acoustics, and the stage gets a little verbery.
But other
I really
than that,
like,
you love it?
I do like it. It's exciting.
You love everything about this? I've never heard you happy.
I'm happier. So happy. Lionel, he's a wonderful, he
well,
runs a great
that's good to hear you
club.
Being positive.
Sometimes the cash register makes a little jangle noise that it kind of hurts.
During the show?
It just hurts my earlobe.
Right. Well, but other than that, though, everything is nice with it?
Everything,
you love it? I heard you redid all the seats or something?
The seats are wonderful. The light makes them a little leathery, but they're really fantastic.
Oh, what does that mean?
Exactly. It's comfortable, and people seem to enjoy it, and
oh, that's
we're
great.
Having a wonderful...
Is that Lionel here in the background?
Yeah, he's... Lionel? Lionel, it's Todd.
Hey, tell Todd. I'm trying to get it better. Hold on.
What's he doing?
Todd wants to...
Hey, leave it.
Oh, she's dropping the phone. Oh, she's not dropping the phone. She doesn't realize it's dangling from her hand.
Hey, all right. Hey.
Hi, Lionel.
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
Hey, good to talk to you.
Yeah. We're getting cooking down here. You know what I mean? Like,
what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we've been cooking down here. You know.
Yeah, I read. By the way, I saw the pictures of the club, Lionel. I love it.
Thank you. So, you know,
it looks really good. Well, like you took a lot of my suggestions, and I really it meant a lot to me.
Well, Todd, you know what I'm saying? You made it great. You know, you came in here and you got rid of all the light bulbs.
Well, that's not. That's a funny way to say it, but
that was fantastic. You know.
Well, you like that?
Yeah. You got rid of all the light bulbs, and you got candles everywhere. And I didn't know they had fake candles like that. You know what I mean?
The tapered candles.
Yeah.
Well, they looks classy in there.
It's a class, you know. And I gotta tell you, Libby's singing.
They love her.
She's singing. The band is doing great. And,
how many band members you used tonight?
Well, we had 10. We had a couple of them. They had to get going.
They had to what?
Well, they had a gig in a federal institution.
So you lost 2 band members?
Yeah. We had a couple guys that they just had to, you know what I mean? We had to work.
I understand. I think I'm reading between the lines, yeah. So anyway, well, Libby's going to sing. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah,
Lionel, I appreciate it. I appreciate you. I know we didn't in the beginning. You know it. I was wondering, is this going to work?
And I was suspicious
of you. And I feel a little bit. It probably shouldn't have been. But you know what? Maybe I should have been suspicious of you. But I should also be aware that as I got to know you, and you certainly have grown on me. And I love that you're with her, and I love that she's happy.
Well, you know,
is that her in the background?
Lionel, the band is getting ready. All right, baby.
Okay.
Hold up, Todd.
Oh, yeah. I hear the. Is that the drummer in the band?
They're getting too. The band's getting tuned up. Now, hold on, y'all. I'm talking to Todd Glass.
Are you playing in the band tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to sit in.
What do you instrument do you play?
Oh, you know me, man. I do the handshaker. You know what I mean?
You do one of those little rattles?
Yeah, I've been doing a handshaker back in the day. You know what I mean? I make my own handshaker. You know what I'm saying? You got to come down to the jazz.
I'll come down. Anyway, put Libby on.
I sell handshakers. They're $15 each.
Okay.
Sell Todd 2.
They're on your website, too.
Yeah.
Give your website a plug.
Go to Lionel's Jazz Club, east of the 710. .com.
Okay.
.gov was taken.
Okay. So listen, I want to. It was always nice talking to you.
Yeah.
So I hear the band. So I don't want to.
Yeah, the band. Baz, get ready. We're going to Libby wants to. She got a new number she wants to say.
Okay. So, you're gonna mind if I ask what it is? I think she's going to open with
She's going to open with Send in the Clouds.
Shut up. All right. Well, Lionel, good talking to you.
All right, sir.
You know what? Put the phone. Just put the phone down. Don't tell Libby where about going. We'll just listen. We know
okay,
Libby's like literally 10 seconds away from
you. Can you take the extra fabric from the curtains that you brought down there? All right, I'm with Libby. Libby, honey, Libby.
Okay, so we hear them. I guess we're going to hear them. Right now, I think they're, if I understand what's going on there, it's about to, the show's about to start. I hear the drummer.
All right, boys, are you ready? I just want to welcome everybody. And I'm going to start it out a little.
Oh, you're off stage. The lights just came up. This is our opening tonight. We're listening in. The room is pitch dark. And Libby walks out. Just let's listen in.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me at last on the ground. It's a little salty. You in midair. Send in the clouds. Not the ones with the spongy hair, because it kind of they get into little things and then it gets inside of my eyes. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? Don't be too judgy. You know what I'm trying to sing? One who keeps tearing around. One who can't move. That's like my man Lionel. He likes to sit, and I'm dancing around. Lionel, I love him. You've seen him in the back. Lionel, baby, wave to everybody.
Hey, all right, baby. You know what I'm talking about.
And I... Just when I stopped opening doors. Funny knowing that the one you wanted was yours. The one door that Lionel made, I said there was a squeak in it, and then he put in oil, but the oil had a weird smell, and it got inside, and it hurt my nostrils, and I didn't like it. And then, I'd rather have a squeaky door than one that smells weird. You know what I'm saying.
What's the audience doing during this period? They're loving it.
They're loving it.
They just sit there.
They can't get enough. They come for this. And it's not out of, like, kitschy, oh, let's go see Marty and Elaine because we're hipsters. It's like, she's amazing. There's something that she does that's amazing.
She brings it home every
Don't
night.
Don't she love farts? Spotlight on her. She's crying. I thought you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clouds? Quick.
Baby, I'm going to send in the clowns.
That's right, Lionel. Send in the clowns. Don't bother. They're already here. And the clowns, I mean, is the band. Isn't the band fantastic? They're great. They're fantastic. Give the band a round of applause. Larry on the drums. He's just amazing. He holds the sticks in kind of a clawy way. And the trumpet guy, he's fantastic. Listen to the trumpet guy. I love the way the trumpet is. Sometimes the glisten comes in and it makes one of my eyelashes twinge. And I don't like that because it's hard to focus. But he's fantastic. He's fantastic. And just where are the clouds? Well, maybe next year. If we don't renew the liquor license, then it's going to be a problem.
Graham, you did it! Oh, you did it, Duncan. I mean, Aristotle, great job on the drums, trying to meet it. So remember what Andy Kindler goes? He goes, oh, what do you tell Aristotle? When the guy with the big head lunges at you, play the song? Because it's always be good. It's the same lunge for everything.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.